news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It has been a whirlwind 100 days in office for President Trump, and he'll mark the milestone at a Michigan rally this evening.
The president returns to a key battleground state to celebrate his second administration's early achievements. He'll visit Warren, Michigan, and Macomb County, just north of downtown Detroit. White House officials say the president has delivered on his campaign promises, from securing the border to removing the government's diversity programs. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Canadian voters have given the governing Liberal Party a fourth consecutive term. Former central banker Mark Carney to stay on as prime minister. The BBC's John Sudworth at Liberal headquarters in Ottawa.
The Liberal Party, as Justin Trudeau left office, were 25 points behind in the polls. To have turned that deficit into a surplus, it's really hard to overstate just how remarkable a shift it's been. And, of course, that has all been underwritten by events south of the border and those comments from Donald Trump, his designs on Canadian sovereignty. It has galvanized voters.
The lights back on now across much of Spain and Portugal, while questions abound over what caused one of Europe's most severe blackouts in recent memory. They range in age from 4 to 18 years. Those who were killed when a car slammed into a building housing an after-school program in Chatham, Illinois. It's near Springfield. Severe storms have left a lot of damage in their wake across parts of the upper Midwest. Amazon's first internet satellites are in orbit now. 27 of them sent aloft from Florida yesterday. It's competition for Elon Musk's Starlink venture. And on Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 115 points. NASDAQ futures 45 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like there's a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway early this morning. The initial reports are saying a tractor trailer might be on its side. Outer loop at Connecticut Avenue. One report says the left-hand lane is open. I'm looking at the cameras coming over from 29 and through there. The tractor trailer I'm looking at is upright on the right shoulder. So maybe that was it. Two lanes are now getting by to the left. So we're backed up already. We're going to back up very quickly back towards New Hampshire Avenue. If you're heading towards the Mormon Temple, we'll definitely keep an eye out for that. Just cleared a wreck. It was there for about 20 minutes. BW Parkway northbound after Route 100. Some slowing, but most of the lanes are open. There was a wreck overnight on Route 100 westbound right after the bridge at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine and warm weather and not much rain through Thursday. 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in Bel Air right now. Ellicott City has 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. It's 6:04, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. City police investigating a Monday shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a shot spotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle. Victim was transported to an area hospital where he is now listed in stable condition. Harford County Sheriff's Office continues to search for the suspect wanted for a domestic-related stabbing that injured five people in Abingdon. Deputies say three people stabbed in the home on Deer Hill Circle, two others injured during the Sunday morning attack. Three adults, a two-year-old, and an eight-month-old were injured. They are all expected to survive. The Sheriff's Office says 32-year-old Raja Zahid Maksud is wanted for attempted murder and assault. City police have reportedly identified a person of interest in connection with the detonation of an explosive device in southeast Baltimore. The explosion happened Sunday near the Home Depot on Eastern Avenue. No injuries reported. Police, the bomb squad, arson detectives, and federal law enforcement partners are continuing to investigate the event. And a Baltimore man accused of stealing a fire department vehicle, 53-year-old Dwayne Brown, allegedly took the vehicle from the fire station on McMeachin Street on Sunday. Police took him into custody at the 100 block of West Lombard. It's currently 6:05 on WCVM. Lottery numbers from last night, pick 3, 637, pick 4, 9788, and next it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Birds needed something, anything last night as they looked to break a three-game slide with the Yankees in town. Bottom of the third, Ryan O'Hurd gave it to him.
Runners aboard at first and second.
O'Hurd to deep right.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. O'Hearn's fifth shot of the year was the jolt the Orioles needed. Tomo Sugano and Felix Bautista made sure that it was enough, and the Birds snapped the slide. 4-3 was the final last night at Camden Yards. Postgame with Ryan O'Hearn.
Big win for the boys, and you know, we've been grinding. So we get that hit there, get some momentum, put us up like that. You know, a lot of emotion, and you know, obviously very happy with how it turned out today.
Before the game, the Orioles placing Jordan Westberg and Gary Sanchez on the injured list with a left hamstring strain and a right wrist inflammation, respectively. Recalled infielder Emmanuel Rivera, who had some big hits last year for the Birds, and catcher Maverick Hanley. They also transferred injured outfielder Colden Cowser and right-hander Grayson Rodriguez to the 60-day IL. Boy, the hits just keep coming. Coming up in 30 minutes, we remember the game with no fans 10 years ago today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. And, of course, today is a Tuesday, April the 29th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
All right, coming up in this hour, PSEG is going to file more land grab lawsuits for the MPRP project. The media is melting down over White House lawn signs of illegal aliens arrested for their alleged crimes. Top story here today is we're going to get to the O'Malley soundbite here in just a second, accusing the president and Elon Musk of wanting to rob Social Security. But today is day 100 of the Trump presidency. And so the question, this is a media-created phenomenon, okay, the 100th day, so on and so forth. But it is, you know, we'll play the game here. And right now you look at it, and it is something that, how would you grade President Trump and his administration in their first 100 days? What grade would you give them overall? And certainly you can give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I think you can make an argument on immigration. It's got to be an A+. Okay, the border is now secure. We were having, at one point, there was something like 38,000 border crossings a day, or some incredible number, 30,000, I think it was. As of, I heard Tom Holman say yesterday, it was this week, 38.
Yeah.
38.
What I mean, that's stunning.
Tens of thousands to 38. So the border is now secure. We've got a lot of damage to undo. I think on the economy, we look at it, and of course, everybody's focusing on the stock market. But, you know, President Trump rebuilt the economy not once, but twice. He's not only rebuilding it this time, he's changing it. He's changing the way that the economy is going to be structured as far as, you know, you look at trying to reshore. Look at all this investment. We have almost $10 trillion in investment back into the United States by a bunch of companies, foreign companies, American companies. He successfully decoupled Apple from China. And it's amazing what's happening. China now has blinked in the trade war.
Mm-hmm.
China has caved. The media won't report that to you, but they have. Because China, you know, there's all sorts of little, you know, items here that, you know, the media is completely ignoring. But China needs American plane parts to keep their airlines going. And if they've now dropped all the tariffs and all the airplane parts and so on and so forth. So I think, you know, inflation is still, you know, it's pesky, but it's not increasing. It's actually going down. And I think you look at the price of gas, the price of eggs, the price of supermarket items, it is going down. It's got a long way to go yet. And I think we're still waiting for our energy explosion as we, you know, get, you know, back to the days of being dominant or into energy independent. So I think overall I would give the 100 days at least an A. Now what I'm not sure, and we'll get to your grade here right afterwards, Bruce. What I'm not sure about is how the Doge thing all factors in. I mean, are these cuts that have just been identified and not been saved, or are they actual, you know, just these are future cuts that Congress is going to have to address? I think that's the bit one question that I have.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with it on the threes all morning long. A man after whom the Dow Jones average were named, the completely average Chuck Whitaker.
I've always had a good average.
Yeah.
I've had it about 285 in my time.
Really? That's very... Is that your weight?
We can move on now. Now they've been insulted at 6:14 in the morning, so I'm sorry.
Just getting ready for June.
That's right. Just can't wait till 9 o'clock when this is over. 895 southbound, for those of you who would really like to hear what's going on. We're slowing at O'Donnell Street already. Typical ride. Everybody's going into the tunnel. There are no problems right now there. 95 next door. A little busy, but looks good. Coming down from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. Of course, you know the deal. 895 is only two lanes. Fort McHenry Tunnel is four lanes. So it's just the arithmetic. That's all that is. Hopefully, no problems again today. A couple of things earlier. Clearing northbound BW Parkway at Route 100. Westbound Route 100 after I-97. Both of those are gone. The accident Montgomery County on the Capitol Beltway is now on the shoulder. The cleanup is still there. Outer loop Connecticut Avenue, Georgia Avenue area. All the lanes are open. Early backup, though, back beyond the bridge at New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be sunny and warm today. 86 the expected high. Right now, cloudy, 51 in Columbia. It is 54 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Legendary football coach Bill Belichick gave a very awkward interview to CBS Sunday morning, which his very young girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, kept interrupting and controlling Belichick. We're not talking about this. Like, simple question. How'd you meet? They were just not, she wasn't really cooperating all that much.
Yeah.
And who would have thought the weirdest football news of the day would not have been would have been that and not the Shedeur Sanders draft story.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, right. That got completely pushed to the back burner. A mother in Texas has been arrested after allegedly taking alcoholic Jell-O shots to her fifth grader's school Christmas party.
Damn.
You know, just
we
really,
had that.
You know, Secretary of Health and Human Services Bobby Kennedy saying that, hey, doesn't she know that's unhealthy? I mean, those Jell-O's got a lot of red dye in it.
Yeah.
You know? The papal conclave is set. The cardinals will sequester themselves on May 7th to begin the process of choosing the next pope. It's kind of sort of like the NFL draft, except the first pick eventually always ends up with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
That's always the
Cardinal,
case.
Cardinal Sekola is in the lead currently.
Yeah. What if they have like
is
a
that
combine?
Ron Farter?
Is there a Pope combine? You know, where they...
Yeah, there you go. But just think, if Cardinal Sekola gets in, he would be Pope Sekola.
There it is, folks. We went a long way for that one.
It was worth the drive.
It was worth the drive.
Yeah. Well, listen. Here comes. I'm just going to tell you ahead of time what's next. First, next off, we have the Kentucky Derby. So all the horse manure and all that stuff, you know.
The Slate Auto Company, it is backed by Jeff Bezos, is selling an all-electric pickup truck for $20,000.
Oh,
they're calling it the anti-Tesla. Which is ironically the new nickname for the Democrat Party.
Yes.
Scientists at the National University of Singapore have created, ready for it, protein-packed 3D calamari.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
3D printed calamari.
Printed calamari.
Printed. I'm wondering if they have to keep the ink in the fridge.
What do they print with? I mean, I'm assuming it's edible, but
what yeah, is it? Edible.
Yeah,
but who knows what it
I
is?
I don't eat it. Do you eat that stuff?
Calamari. I do like calamari.
I like calamari.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't like the ring stuff as much as the tennis.
Tastes like washers to me. Rubber washers.
Well, you see, I've not had a lot of experience eating rubber washers, so I'll defer to your experience.
Well, those days in Irvington were lean days.
You didn't have much. If you cooked them long enough, right. You had filet of sole in here.
The good thing for the rubber washers for Chuck is you could chew them on a really long time.
That's right.
That's what happened.
The problem is the garden hoses were leaking all over the world. They had no idea what was going on.
The garden hoses leaked because I had all the washers.
Here goes Chuck again. White
How
House
come
Press
his mouth is always black.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the Trump administration will not rule out the arrest of a Supreme Court justice if they also break the law. I think Justice Roberts is desperately trying to find documents for his adopted Irish baby, just in case. You never know. All right, so we're asking what grade would you give President Trump 100 days in? And part of the way we measure this is the number of impeachments that the Democrats have proposed. Al Green of Texas already was number one.
Number two is
this Indian-born congressman from Michigan. His name is Sri Tanadar.
This is Congressman Sri Tanadar. Donald Trump has already done real damage to our democracy. But defying a unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, that has to be the final straw. It's time we impeach Donald J. Trump. The court said...
All right, he's got 7 articles of impeachment. So you know he's doing good if the Democrats now have doubled their efforts since the first term. 2 impeachments in the first 100 days.
Yes.
What grade would you give him, Chuck?
I think, I'm a little off on some of the stuff he's doing. I'm going to say B+.
All right, Chuck gives him a B+. I give him an A. Bruce?
Taking a look at a couple of the areas of the border, he gets an A+.
Yeah,
clearly, and I think on immigration he gets an A+. As far as the economy, I want to clear something up. In December of 2023, The Dow Jones was at 39,300-ish. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it closed at 40,227. The Dow Jones, the stock market, is better now than it was when he took office.
Right.
So for all the caterwauling about, oh, my God, the world is ending, the stock market's going to crash, no, it doesn't seem to be.
But here's the thing. The stock market is not the economy.
No. And as far as tariffs go, I think as a temporary measure, I think they work. I think they work to get people to the table in order to cut out their punitive tariffs against us and put us on much more equal footing. So I think in the long term, the economy is going to be an A-plus as well.
All right. So, again, I think you have to get there first, and there are going to be some trade deals. And these are complicated things when you're dealing not just tariffs but entire trade packages. So China's already blank. We'll get to that in the MAG update. What about the cultural stuff? He's getting rid of a lot of the DEI.
Mm-hmm.
He's cleaning out the Pentagon. I just saw yesterday where the government said, Penn, you got to give the medals back. All the DEI trans swimmers and so on and
wonderful.
So forth. Yeah, so they're making a lot of progress. It's only been 100 days, so we'll wait and see. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yep.
Appreciate that. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Well, what grade would you give President Trump in the first 100 days? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, we are grading President Trump in his first 100 days. We'll be discussing that at the Pints and Politics event, which is sold out tomorrow night at Michael's Cafe in Timonium. Yours truly, along with Delegate Nino Mangione. Hopefully you get a chance to score some tickets. If you got shut out on that one, you got another opportunity here with the first ever WCBM Crab Feast. And that's going to be held Friday, June 20th at, of course, Jimmy's Famous Seafood in Baltimore. And the first ever Chuck Roast is going to be at the same. So you get a chance to crack some crabs and crack some jokes on Mr. Chuck Whitaker. People are already salivating at the opportunity here to have some fun at Chuck's expense.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 at WCBM, because we never have fun at Chuck's expense beyond that one day we have planned.
See, what's going to happen, folks? This is going to be just like the show in the morning, but it's going to be uncut. There's going to be some disparaging remarks that I've been holding back for the last 35 years. So don't sit too close. It's going to be like Gallagher.
Right.
Things may spray from different places.
You have to watch out if you're in this room with a watermelon, apparently. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
All right, we're looking at the Capitol Beltway. We mentioned earlier there was a big wreck on the outer loop near Connecticut Avenue and Georgia Avenue. So I just looked at the camera over here right at New Hampshire Avenue and back towards 95. And yeah, it's back there pretty bad. So it's moving again, but you're going to have to deal with that right now. It's a slow rolling back up as you're going west and eventually around over to the area at the Mormon Temple right here at Route 29. The pace a little better, but there's still some activity on the right shoulder at the accident scene. New in the city, it's a fire call kind of north and west of downtown. Equipment is there. Fremont Avenue at Lafayette Avenue on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and warm today. How warm is it? 86, the expected high. So it's going to be a hot one today. Overnight, a chance of a passing shower or storm. Tomorrow, once again, 84. Thursday's high will be 80. It's cloudy, 52 right now in Severn and 52 in Parkville. And we're talking about grading President Trump's first 100 days. You can give us a grade at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. But one of the things we also measure is the level of vitriol and desperation you get from the Democrats. And we'll play something from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker later on in the show today. There's a lot of Democrats who the only thing they have to fear is the Democrat Party itself, channeling my inner FDR. But it's also always race. And it's always violence, but then there's always push grandma over the cliff in the wheelchair. Okay, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we have now. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley was on this MSNBC show, Democracy Now!, in which he accused President Trump and Dogemeister Elon Musk of trying to rob Social Security.
And many people believe it is that large surplus reserve, the only agency that runs a large surplus reserve of $2.6 trillion that Donald Trump and Elon Musk have their eyes on. I don't know what they want to do with that money, but it does appear that they're trying to precipitate an emergency situation, knowing that Congress would never allow them to touch it absent an emergency. I do believe that they're trying to wreck Social Security's reputation, wreck its ability to serve its customers, wreck its unbeaten string of regular monthly payments, so that having wrecked it, then they have an emergency under which they can rob it.
Yeah, really? I mean, all that out of a waft of smoke, apparently. I mean, what's he doing? Reading tea leaves? From where is he getting these suppositions?
And certainly not from any of the actions. Now, of course, some of the stuff that Elon Musk has found is, of course, the dead voters that are still getting dead recipients of Social Security checks, duplicate, social. There's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in the Social Security system. And before Donald Trump even took office, remember, it is predicted right now that the Social Security Trust Fund, we just said, was $2.6 trillion. If those reserves are depleted, the program will only be able to pay about 80-83% of the scheduled benefits, depending upon the year of depletion. I've heard 2033. We've heard 2035. So maybe 8 to 10 years from now, the Social Security Reserve Fund, because of the baby boom generation. I mean, the baby boomers are going to be retiring in great numbers.
Yeah.
And we don't have the same amount of people, that ratio of workers to recipient. It used to be years ago 4-1 or whatever.
Well,
it was
when it began, it was 79-1
79-1, but and then over time but now it's like 1.4-1 or something like that,
and that's just not sustainable.
No, it isn't sustainable. So there's a lot of talk about what's going to be done, means testing, or do you apply Social Security to across the board. Means testing means those who make over a certain amount of money wouldn't qualify for it, even though they paid into it. That's not, there's a fairness question there.
It certainly is.
And then there's also a question of, well, it cuts off, I think, at now 175,000 or somewhere in that vicinity, where they only take Social Security up to that that level of salary. Do you just make it in perpetuity? Whether you make $1 million, $10 million, or $1 billion, you're still going to be paying Social Security to help reserve. So there's any number of
that's
ideas.
Just, that's a wealth transfer.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Because if you tell people you're contributing to your Social Security and your employer's contributing half and you're contributing half, this is not it's not a quote entitlement. It's something you've paid into for your entire working career. It's always irked me, and of course, my salary's never been in that particular stratosphere. But it seems to me, if you're going to say to people who earn $200,000 a year, well, we're not going to let you collect from the last $25,000 you earned last year. That doesn't qualify for Social Security. Well, then it's just a matter of saying, give me your wallet. I'm going to take some of your money and I'm going to give it to somebody else.
Well, and there's also the talk about phasing it out and then starting with younger individuals. They would invest their money in the private stock market and so on and so forth. So we'll see. But Donald Trump has said he's not going to cut Social Security. In fact, he's actually talking about Social Security and not taxing Social Security. He met with Speaker Johnson yesterday over that very issue, along with the One Big Beautiful Bill. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny's going to sell your home once you both sit down and agree on asking price and time frame. There's all sorts of programs he has to sell your home, but it's guaranteed to sell once you sign on the dotted line because of the database. And he's got tens of thousands of individuals in this database just waiting to purchase your home. So again, all you have to do is agree on price, agree on time frame, sign, and your home is guaranteed to sell. There's also the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program up to 12 months, the Trade Your Home program, in, like you do with a, trading in a car, and then there's the Fixer Upper program where you don't, your home might need some repairs and you don't feel like doing all that. Well, they'll do it, and they'll just subtract the money that is spent out of the sale price. So any number of programs that Vinny's got, he's got all the details, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police have reportedly identified a person of interest in connection with the detonation of an explosive device in southeast Baltimore. The explosion happened Sunday near the Home Depot on Eastern Avenue. No injuries were reported. Police, the bomb squad, arson detectives, and federal law enforcement all continuing to investigate the incident. Police say the device was set off shortly before 2 p.m. Investigators cleared the scene by around 7 p.m. Baltimore man accused of stealing a fire department vehicle. 53-year-old Dwayne Brown allegedly took a vehicle from the fire station on McMeachin Street Sunday night. Police took him into custody on the 100 block of West Lombard. He is charged with unlawfully taking a motor vehicle and theft. He is being held without bond pending a hearing later today. Baltimore police say a driver ran a red light before crashing into a bus that slammed into parked cars and a building at 25th and North Charles Streets. The April 19th crash involved the Johns Hopkins shuttle bus. It sent several people to the hospital, caused severe structural damage to the building. According to the Baltimore Banner, the driver of the Mercedes was found to be at fault for the crash, but there's no word on any charges. Federal grand jury in Baltimore has indicted a West Virginia man on child sex charges. Donald Edwards Sr., that's Donald Edwards Sr., is charged with 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, 3 counts of distribution of child sexual abuse material, and 1 count of possession of child porn. Authorities claim that Edwards took part in the criminal activity while living in Baltimore and continued to possess the materials after he relocated. The charges stem from an investigation involving the FBI's Baltimore field office, Baltimore Police Department, and West Virginia State Police. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
637 is your pick 3 lottery number, your pick 49788. And now, traffic and weather on the threes.
About the tunnels now with delays about Eastern Avenue, Erdman Avenue area on 895. It's moving going into the tunnel. And now 95 is beginning to fill in. It's before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So it's then across O'Donnell Street to the top of the hill at Keith Avenue and into the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, 15 to 20 minute delays. Southbound, no incidents right now on the roadway. The west side outer loop delay started early today. It's already there, 795. All the way down through Frederick Road, down the hill to Wilkins Avenue. It gets better. The Parkville side, not too bad. There's a new wreck in Prince George's County. It's going to affect the lower end of the BW Parkway. It is southbound. The wreck is just south of the Capitol Beltway, but delays back to the area as you're moving south from Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine and warm weather and not much rain through Thursday, 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds returned home last night battered and bruised from a 1-5 road trip that saw them fall to a season low, 7 games under .500 and 5.5 back of the Yanks in the AL East. Last night at Camden Yards, the Birds started to claw that back.
Runners aboard at first and second.
O'Hearn to deep right.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The three-run shot by Ryan O'Hearn gave Baltimore a 4-0 lead early. Tomo Sugano made it stand with 5 stellar innings of shutout ball. And Felix Bautista closed it out, striking out Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger in a clean 9th as the Orioles win it 4-3 over New York. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde on his closer.
Yeah, just what a 2 really good splits to Judge there at the end, and he goes 3-0 to Bellinger, and to be able to come back and do what he did, it's he's getting a little bit better every time out.
Before the game, though, more injuries to report. Jordan Westberg and Gary Sanchez have now been placed on the injured list, the 10-day with a hammy and a wrist. Colton Cowser and Grayson Rodriguez have been moved to the 60-day disabled list. Elsewhere in baseball, just down the road, Brandon Nimmo matched a Mets franchise record with 9 runs batted in a 19-5 demolition of the Nats. Nimmo with a grand slam and a 3-run shot in that game. Ravens news, the team preparing for its draft day haul to report for rookie workouts this weekend in Owings Mills. Among them, 4th-round pick linebacker Teddy Buchanan.
You know, Ray Lewis, this is kind of epitomizes what a middle linebacker was for me growing up. So, you know, I wasn't surprised. I kind of had a gut feeling that it was going to be a team that I didn't talk to. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity and just excited to give everything I got.
Interesting. He says he didn't really talk to the Ravens during the process. NBA news, the Cavs close out the Heat last night by 55 points. 138-83 was the final Cavs sweep them. Other NBA news, Shaquille O'Neal has agreed to become the general manager of the Sacramento State basketball program, joining Steph Curry at Davidson and Trae Young at Oklahoma as either current or former players joining the college administration ranks. The time now is 6:37 when we return 10 years ago today in Baltimore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Well, 10 years ago today, April 29th, 2015, it was surreal, if nothing else. The Freddie Gray riots, of course, right. In the streets of downtown Baltimore. And the Orioles and White Sox played a baseball game at Camden Yards. The teams and the league deciding that no fans would be allowed.
Right.
I remember a couple days before, Baltimore had rioted outside the stadium, and the Orioles made the decision to keep everybody in the stadium and not let them out until order was restored.
I still remember the video of watching, they were throwing those crowd control pipes or whatever they were. I can't remember what they're called.
Pellets.
But they were throwing them at the cops.
Yes.
And it just, that was quite a scene down there at Camden Yards.
A couple of home runs were hitting that game to nobody out there in right field. I think one of them may have even gone on Utah Street, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. But
I can imagine you were wrong.
You can't imagine that. And it was kind of a precursor, actually, because 5 years later in 2020 was the pandemic. Right. And again, I mean, baseball was delayed for 2 months that year in 2020. And then finally, they did allow some fans in. But just crazy times.
Yeah, it was crazy. Hopefully, we'll never see that again.
Hopefully, true.
him. Thanks, Gary, for the reminder. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680 is our number. Or 1-800-WCBM-680 if you'd like to weigh in and grade President Trump's first 100 days.
Maria Kumar, we'll get to her in a minute. She's originally from Colombia, and she said something that is, I think, emblematic of where the media is right now, where the swamp media is right now. But first, as background to that, you have Caroline Levitt again talking about what happened at the Washington, D.C. Correspondents' Dinner. They give an award to one of their own because he had written a story about Joe Biden's decline a couple of months ago. This is like a little late to the party, is a point that Caroline Levitt makes.
Millions of Americans watched our mentally incompetent president struggle with his day-to-day duties of this office. We watched our country be ran into the ground as a result, and nobody in the media wanted to write about that, talk about it.
Yeah, nobody did. The swamp media was silent, or they simply accepted the nonsense that was coming from Corinne Jean-Pierre's mouth. Oh, he's so vital. He gets up every morning and does 100 push-ups and then runs 17 laps around the White House and then changes the oil in every single White House vehicle and then gets to work. Come on now. This stuff we knew was nonsense. At least those of us with brains knew were nonsense. But Levitt points out that during that four-year period, you didn't have to wait for this guy to just write the award-winning article. During that four-year period, there was a lot of, I guess what we called the new media, conservative talk radio, conservative publications who were indeed writing about Joe Biden's decline and routinely being mocked because of it.
There were many, many reporters, I will say, right-leaning reporters who did talk about that, who didn't get awards, didn't get coverage. In fact, they were lambasted for their coverage. And I remember being on President Trump's campaign, talking about Joe Biden's clear mental incompetence and being accused by people in this room of manufacturing deep fake videos, trying to persuade the public into not believing what they saw with their own eyes for many years.
It's an old joke. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? We knew what was going on. We said what was going on. And I remember having conversations with some of my friends on the political left who assured me, no, Bruce, you're simply misreading the situation. He's just a little bit older, but it's perfectly normal. And that doesn't mean it has any interference at all with his cognitive abilities. Oh, come on. Now we can say, yeah, he did. So you're going to give an award to a guy who 4 years after we all saw it happening writes an article about it as if it's breaking news. To me, look, this is the problem with the swamp media now and with most of the media. Levitt then says, you know, historically, look, we remember that Woodrow Wilson's wife ran the White House.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100 years ago. I mean, we remember this. It is in our history books. I think 100 years from now, that presidency, the Biden's presidency, and how the media covered up for Joe Biden, it's going to be in the same history books.
I think it's about time the legacy media finally admits that was one of the greatest cover-ups and scandals that ever took place in American history, and certainly it did contribute to the decline in the trust that Americans have for the legacy media.
Yeah.
Well, the entire 4 years, going back to the steal of 3 November 2020, to the Hunter Biden laptop, to Joe Biden's continuing mental decline, most of the last 4 years of the Biden administration, the media was complicit in that cover-up.
I mean, right now, why aren't they saying who is operating the auto pen? I mean, who was signing the documents with Joe Biden's signature? It wasn't Joe Biden. Who was it?
These were not just birthday resolutions and feel-good type of stuff, which the auto pen is usually used for.
You know,
answering letters to constituents and voters, et cetera. You know, they were signing actual executive orders and legal documents with the auto pen.
Issuing pardons, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't know who actually did it. Fascinating little story for us here, folks. And of course, the swamp media continues to be completely disinterested. 6:43 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
I just made a check through Annapolis. Everybody's fine on the Bay Bridge on both sides of the main span. Most of the traffic, of course, westbound through that area, through Sandy Point, over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, over to I-97, and then I-97 southbound. The lanes are open right now. And, of course, we know that will change as we get in the area 7:30 or so. But right now we're in good shape from Benfield Boulevard down through there. Looking at the south portal at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, lanes are open
traffic is busy coming south on 95, and we are starting to see those morning delays now as you're traveling south on 95. After Moravia Road, it's already busy there, and 895 is starting to slow right around the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So right now, we're at 20 to 25-minute delays at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, more like a 20-minute delay currently southbound on 895. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown, and the Beltway again with the normal delay. It started early today, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and warm today with a high of 86. Right now, cloudy 51 in Middle River, and it's 51 in Bel Air. It's time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending into the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball.
This is where the fun begins.
Yeah, begins and ends right here each and every morning, folks. Chicken and waffles returning to KFC, along with new strawberry cream pie poppers. So you get a little chicken drumsticks with your little piece of waffle there. Get your maple syrup. And you get your chicken and waffles as an American icon.
Yeah.
You're all set, ready to go. This is for you, Chuck. Mountain Dew's Baja Blast Body Care will remix your shower routine.
Oh,
just
good
in time for the summer. You now have Mountain Dew's new Baja Cabo Citrus, and it's called the Beach Bound Refresh Kit. It features a Baja Blast-inspired shampoo bar, and body lotion with a tropical lime scent.
Mm-hmm.
The Beach Bound Body Spray Set includes two premium Baja-inspired body sprays, Baja Blast, and the new Mountain Dew Baja Cabo Citrus. Mm-hmm. And you get the 18-pack of Mountain Dew and Baja Blast to go along with it.
Okay.
So you get a little body of wash and stuff from Mountain Dew. Do the Dew, Chuck.
Do the Dew. I just use a pressure washer when I'm in there. That's all.
Little crusty. Little crusty.
You and your loofah?
I beg your pardon, loofah.
Loofah.
I got rid of him.
That was your cabin boy on the cruise.
Yes, it was.
Hershey's poised to buy popcorn snack brand Lesser Evil. You ever had their popcorn?
No. Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good. Not as salty, not as dry.
Oh, okay.
It's no good.
Yeah.
By the way, you realize that putting unpopped kernels of popcorn into your pancake mix, it doesn't work. I was kind of hoping to make popcorn pancakes. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sad.
I don't think the heat gets high enough for that.
Oh, it does, but it does, but it makes a real mess.
It doesn't.
Just say this, Bruce.
Yes,
moron. Who the hell puts popcorn in pancakes?
Well, why not, Chuck? Have you no sense of culinary adventure?
I know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
I know that.
You might notice, if you're a pistachio fan, they're very, very expensive, and they're blaming this Dubai chocolate bar craze.
Oh.
And this is now causing a pistachio kernel shortage, because with this Dubai chocolate bar, it includes pistachio cream, and they sprinkle it with ground up pistachio nuts as well. So, and it's selling like hotcakes in that part of the world and in Europe. So that's what's causing.
Does that have popcorn in it?
No popcorn, but pistachio nuts inside the
bar. Maybe Bruce could go over there and put some popcorn in their pancakes.
Yeah. Or in their chocolate bars. You ever try that? You ever try melting chocolate with the little kernels of popcorn?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
You know what, Bruce? If you went to the Middle East, you could be the Seer of Roebuck.
Yes, he could. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And, of course, people weighing in on Social Security being robbed, according to Martin O'Malley. Travis says, Sean and Bruce, with all the years behind it, Social Security could pay retirees indefinitely, but the Social Security that pays retirees is being robbed by the Social Security that pays disabled Americans. Many of these people don't pay in for 50 years. They pay in for 10, then draw the rest of their life for musculoskeletal or emotional disabilities. There needs to be a separate means-tested program for disability than there is from the retirees from Social Security. And I've seen this before. I've seen where you have a person that, let's say, their profession was a musician. Okay,
yeah.
Let's say they played the piano. And then they got carpal tunnel in their hands, and then they could no longer play the piano. They're collecting disability, even though they can still work. You may not be able to play the piano anymore, but they are getting disability based on the fact that that was their main profession. Now, people are telling me that shouldn't happen when people investigate it, but I'm sure it's happening all over the place.
Yeah, I think so, too. Listen, circling back to where the Swamp Media is now, Maria Teresa Kumar, she's originally from Colombia. She's a Colombian-American political rights activist, but now she's a reporter. I mean, amazing how that happened. She now is a reporter over at MSNBC. These yard signs have been put up by the White House indicating which of the particular illegal, violent illegal aliens they have arrested. And she was standing in front of them and didn't like them at all.
We don't know if they've had due process. We don't know if, in fact, these individuals do have a rap sheet. So I would encourage those individuals that have that as a back shot to blur those people out.
Really? So just censor it then. You don't want to see what's actually real. What you want to do is present an image pretending it's real. This has been done in other countries, of course. There are a lot of pictures you can find in old history books of Stalin standing next to three individuals, and the next picture shows Stalin standing next to two individuals as one of them was simply disappeared. But now she's proposing that news people do this on a daily, continuing basis. Why? Because she doesn't want to see the facts and doesn't want anybody else to see the facts on the ground.
The job of journalism is to ensure that we are presenting the facts, that we are cross-referencing. The press right now, we are absolutely under attack. Our job is always to have our true north, to make sure that we're presenting balanced news, and making sure that we are not putting folks that are potentially in danger. And having that representation of those pictures in the background, we can't allow that to basically for us to carry the water of potentially innocent people.
And they may be potentially innocent, but they've also been legitimately arrested. Hello? I mean, what is she missing here?
Yeah, they're in the country illegally on top of that. You know, again, just they're in denial. That's no doubt about that. 651. And 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Hey, folks. Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCVM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, Talk Radio 680, WCBM coming up at around a minute and a half, 2 minutes from now. Boy, you got to hear this, folks. PSAG, guess what? More lawsuits. They're going to try to take your land by hook or by crook, man. That's just coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. The Democrats call for violence in the streets. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, tall, tan, rested, incredibly good-looking. And he owes me $20, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, sorry to say I do. The outer loop of the Beltway at Hartford Road fills in just a bit. Now it's going to back up eventually back towards Bel Air Road. It's filling in very nicely now at Hartford Road. Headed towards Providence Road, the inner loop at Greenspring is still okay. The west side backed up this morning right after 6, and it's going to be there the rest of the morning at 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. Just looked at the JFX, and you're still clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We're still in the area now, more like 25 to 30-minute delays if you're getting into
the tail end of the backup with the heavy traffic south trying to work its way eventually into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather channel says sunny and warm today with a high about 86. Overnight slight chance of a passing shower or storm. That continues tomorrow afternoon and a high of about 84. Cooling down a little bit on Thursday. 80 the expected high. Right now we're 53 and cloudy in Edgewater, 54. Cloudy skies in Dundalk. Well, many residents who live along the proposed route of the MPRP are working to respond to this lawsuit filed by the PSEG, the developer of this controversial 70-mile transmission line, which will not really benefit Maryland, but Northern Virginia data centers. PSEG, again, trying to gain access to private properties to conduct their land surveys. And 90 properties are named in the first lawsuit. PSEG said in a recent filing that additional lawsuits are going to be filed. Quote, there will be additional filings over the next few months, end of quote. Now, they won't tell us how many properties that could affect. We do know, if we do the math on this, about 90 are in the first lawsuit. And we're told that's one-third of the total number. So if you do the number, it's about 270 to 300 properties are going to be affected. That's 270 to 300 families, landowners, farmers, et cetera, who are probably going to lose their property through eminent domain or have it fouled with these power lines. The guy is in charge of the PSEG, William Smith, saying, quote, we do not have a timeline for the additional legal followings regarding right of entry. As negotiations with property owners are ongoing, we're unable to provide a number of properties that would be impacted by the subsequent filings. One of those property owners is a guy by the name of Brandon Hill in Baltimore County. And he talked about this. They're expediting these lawsuits, which is really putting the landowners behind the eight ball.
PSEG was granted an expedited motion saying that landowners only had 7 days to respond instead of the usual 21. So we really had to act fast.
Yeah, they're trying to fast-track this thing. He said it's kind of makes it really scary.
A giant corporation doing that with endless money, doing that to 100, landowners, just regular citizens, is really scary.
And basically having some nonprofits and others helping to raise money so that they can fight this in court. Imagine now how much money you have to go out and hire attorneys and all the legal fees to hang on the land that you own. To hang on to the land that was left in your family, that they worked hard to work this land, to develop the land. They paid property taxes on this land for days. Now, all of a sudden, this giant corporation comes in and says, "No, we need more power, and we're gonna stick a power line."
We're taking your property. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. And he said that the stakes here are very, very high.
If we beat them in this first federal filing, I very much believe that those other two-thirds will be protected going down the line.
Yeah, and the excuse they keep getting from PSEG and from the Public Service Commission and others is this is for the greater good.
PSEG keeps saying it's for the greater good. It's for data centers in Northern Virginia, which I don't see that as being the greater good.
PSEG said, we're willing to negotiate with property owners until the decision is issued by the court. However, we will not be providing compensation for the temporary right of entry following the issuance of a court order to the property owners subject to the court action, end of quote. Well, what's interesting here is that in Baltimore County, Frederick County, Carroll County, so far Baltimore County Police will not serve the civil orders. And Carroll County and Frederick County have said no. The Maryland State Police have said no. The Baltimore County Sheriff's Office are saying, well, that's really not in our jurisdiction. It's really the county police. County police are saying not our jurisdiction. Yeah. So they're playing ping pong with this. So if these process servers go out and they think they have a court order and they go and try to go on somebody's land, it could get ugly. And especially if there are no law enforcement there. Because they don't want to get involved in this, I believe, to be an unconstitutional land grab. But We all know that Supreme Court ruling, Hilo versus New London, set this up for people to lose their land.
They will have to revisit that at some point, Sean.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be one of those Dred Scott horrible decisions that was overturned later on. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that Glyco Plus is glycomarine, but with the UC2 collagen added in. So if you haven't taken the glycomarine, and that's on back order right now, it's one of our very popular supplements, the Glyco Plus does the same thing, except it helps provide some more fluidity to your joints, to your knees and ankles and shoulders, etc. And I highly recommend it because I've been taking it for about 10, 12 years or so, and I had a whole football injury, left knee that I woke up a little stiff, torn ACL. And again, now that I've been taking Glyco Plus, I wake up every day, no stiffness, no pain whatsoever. And I think it, no side effects. You don't have that upset stomach you can get from the NSAIDs or even the long-term kidney damage as well. So right now, order yours today. Use the coupon code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Buy one, get one free when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can order online at res-q.com. Again, that BOGO code is RELIEF.
Coming up right after the top of the hour, we're going to find out exactly what kind of violence the Democrats are calling for. And Comer says, hey, the lady on our side, Bondi, she's stonewalled.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In some ways, perhaps in many ways, it's been one wild ride.
President Trump's first 100 days have undoubtedly been the most monumental and historic of any administration in American history.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president will celebrate the 100-day milestone with a rally this evening in Michigan. President Trump has signed another executive order. This one requires over-the-road truckers to read and speak English, a non-negotiable safety requirement for professional big rig drivers. In a stunning turnaround, Canadian voters handing the Liberal Party a victory in national elections, a fourth consecutive term for the Liberals, Mark Carney, to stay on as Prime Minister. What caused one of Europe's most disruptive power outages in recent memory? That is the question, no answer just yet. In any event, the BBC's Guy Hedgeco in Madrid says the lights are now back on across most of Spain and Portugal.
We have heard a technical side of the problem, which was Spain and Portugal became disconnected from the European grid. What we don't know is what caused that disconnection. So, I mean, it's unprecedented, and given the world that we live in, an electricity blackout now has such an enormous impact on people. Fortunately, the situation has started to improve now, and many areas do have electricity again.
The outage grounded flights and paralyzed metro systems. It disrupted mobile communications and took down ATMs. The building in Chatham, Illinois, was crowded with kids. They were there for an after-school program when a car slammed into the structure. Four young people killed, ranging in age from 4 to 18 years. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures have now turned mixed. Dow futures are up 87 points, but the NASDAQ futures are down 45. S&P futures lower by 10. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Why? Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
back up on 895 now. That's the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is back and sitting still at Moravia Road, so that's extended out even a little bit more. Same story on 95, looking at the camera here, right after the city-county line at Moravia Road, and it's a lot more stop than go at that point, even though all the lanes are open at both the tunnels, and the traffic is going into the Old Harbor Tunnel and also on 95. 25 to 30 minutes right now from the tail end of those backups to get down and then through both the Harbor Tunnels, barring any new problems. JFX, you're still okay. Outer loop on the Parkville side delays now after Bel Air Road around to Providence Road. The west side, pretty solid. 795 to Frederick Road. The traffic coming up from Adirondack County still looks good from I-97 up to the ramps at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine and warm weather and not much rain through Thursday. 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 52 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. A federal grand jury in Baltimore has indicted a West Virginia man on child sex charges. Donald Edwards Sr., that is Donald Edwards Sr., is charged with three counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, three counts of distribution of child sexual abuse material, and one count of possession of child porn. Authorities claim that Edwards took part in the criminal activity while living in Baltimore and continued to possess the materials after he relocated. Owners of missing pets are being warned about a phone scam in the Baltimore area. People who have posted messages about missing pets are being targeted by callers who claim they're from area animal shelters and their pet has been found in critical condition in need of veterinary care. They then ask for payments through Cash App, Venmo, PayPal so the pets can be treated. It is a scam. City police investigating a Monday shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a shot spotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office continues to search for the suspect wanted for a domestic-related stabbing that injured five people in Abingdon. 706, lottery numbers, pick 3 was 637, pick 4, 9788, and next it's time on sports.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here with Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Here's a question for you, Vinny. What would you say the number one most important thing is for sellers thinking of selling this spring and summer?
Hey, Sean, sellers want the most money and close within their time frame, but all that revolves around certainty. Sellers today do not have the time or patience to deal with not knowing how much money they're going to get once the house is sold or how long it's going to take.
I think that's what makes you guys so unique in this market. You provide upfront guarantees to take the guesswork out of selling the home.
You've got it, Sean. If I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it myself at a price and time frame we agree on.
It doesn't get any better than that. So, if you're thinking about selling and would like an upfront written guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, Vinny will buy it, call or text Vinny today. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnySteele.com and start packing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole pitching has been under the microscope all season. Staff ERA was the worst in the majors as the O's got set to face the Yankees last night. But then Tomo Sugano took the hill for Baltimore.
2-2 here. What a ridiculous splitter. Tomoyuki Sugano has pulled some serious magic rabbits out of the hat today.
Kevin Brown had the call on Madison. Good description of Tomo last night. Five stellar innings, five hits, one walk, eight strikeouts, a season high, nothing across, and the Birds hold on for a 4-3 win over New York. Post-game thoughts from manager Brandon Hyde on Tomo.
The ability to move the ball around the strike zone and change speeds, to pitch, it's kind of a lost art in today's game a little bit.
Ryan O'Hearn provided the offense with a three-run shot.
it's what, April 28th, and you know, it feels like we've been punched in the gut a little bit in this first month, but you know, I have all the confidence in the world, our guys, and we're going to get it going.
Birds and Yanks tonight at 6:35. Kyle Gibson will take the hill for Baltimore, hopefully give that pitching staff a further boost. NFL news, Deontay Johnson signs with the Browns, and President Trump endorses the Tush Bush as the Eagles visit the White House. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Commanders are leaving Landover, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Stephen Miller on the Sanctuary Cities and the executive order that was signed yesterday by the president. Congressman James Comer is claiming that the Attorney General Pam Bondi is stonewalling the Epstein files. And we have more on Democrat calls for violence. The latest is the rotund one, the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker.
Yes. Yesterday we had this soundbite for you from Congresswoman Frederica Wilson.
And you threatened it. You have to do that. It's going to take the people.
It's going to take the people to call and threaten their congressperson. That's what she was endorsing. She's endorsing trying to intimidate the people who represent your particular congressional district. Oh, swell. And then J.B. Pritzker, running for the presidency, his campaign motto will be, you can still be yummy if you have a tummy. J.B. Pritzker said, yeah, that's got a good idea. Not only call them, let's disrupt everything.
Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now.
Yeah. In other words, he doesn't like the way things are going for his political point of view. So it's time to have violence in the streets. Thanks, JB. How swell of you.
These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace.
These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace.
They have to understand that we will fight their cruelty with every megaphone and microphone that we have.
Their cruelty, by the way, is defined as taking somebody who's not in this country legally, in other words, an illegal alien, and saying, go home. Apparently, that's not allowed. That's cruel. If you have, look, to claim that somehow that somebody is an immigrant, if they sneak into the country, is just about as legitimate as saying, you know, somebody is a master chef if they sneak into a bakery. And it's not the way it works. You know, it's just not the way it works. Tom Holman says, you know, they can caterwaul all they want to, but the judges or others who break federal law will be prosecuted.
For any judge that's going to obstruct ICE and their enforcement operations or knowingly harbor and conceal an alien is going to be prosecuted. This shouldn't be a surprise. I've been saying this since January 20th. You can sit by and support sanctuary cities. You don't have to assist ICE in being an immigration officer. But when you cross that line of impediment or knowingly harboring concealing, we're going to seek prosecution. So she's probably first out of many.
Yeah, period. She's talking about, obviously, he's talking yesterday about the judge in Milwaukee who had to use jumbo-sized handcuffs in order to be taken off the bench.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back to Pritzker for just a moment. What does disruption mean? You know, what, define disruption. And then, of course, the Republicans should not know a moment of peace. And he did say later in that bite, because we didn't play the full clip, that he was talking about the soapbox and the ballot box. So he did qualify that to try not to have it defined as being violent. But we all know these are the dog whistles that go out to the radical violent left. We see it. We hear it repeatedly.
It's the same stuff that Maxine Waters was saying a couple years ago.
And they put those little asterisks next to it. Yeah. Like, oh, but we're talking about the ballot box. So never mind.
Yeah, you had Maxine Waters a couple of years ago saying, get in their faces, make them know that they're not a welcome here. This is the tendency toward violence from the political left. And, of course, believe me, folks, they're going to turn around and somehow blame it on conservatives. Not quite sure how they'll finance that, but they will.
The Tesla dealerships, the Tesla cars. One guy got caught blowing up on the New Mexican Republican headquarters. I mean, this is who their foot soldiers are.
Indeed. 7:13. More on that coming up, by the way. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Who's he going to fight anyway? He can't run anywhere. He's too damn fat.
Sit on him.
He beat his ass before he got halfway down the block.
Well, you
got
to look. He's much more masculine than Tampon Tim.
Listen. Or than Rachel Levine.
Look, I'm coming on the stage. 895. Don't get me started on him now. 895 still backed up here to Moravia Road. It's just, you know, from this point, folks, it takes a long time with two lanes of traffic to go all the way down through O'Donnell Street, Boston Street, through the tunnel, get down to Child Street, 30 minutes at least from there. 95, you're sitting still at Moravia Road and the city-county line. Four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but not a lot of relief. Still 30 minutes at least from the tail end of that to go through the tunnel southbound. Beltway, yep, normal delays. Parkville to Towson, inner loop at Green Spring, coming down the west side. We've had a look very quickly through Annapolis again. Don't see any problems there, but more of the buildup now. I-97 southbound coming down to Route 32. And the BW Parkway actually looks pretty good. Route 100 down to Route 32, coming up from Powder Mill Road through 197, 198, with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, going to be sunny today with high of 86, slight chance of passing shower overnight, and then 84 tomorrow. And right now we are mostly cloudy. 53 in Bel Air, 55 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, and today, of course, actually yesterday at the White House, we had the president sign an executive order called the Protecting American Communities from Criminal Aliens Executive Order. And in it, he has tasked those within the federal government, federal agencies, for the designation of sanctuary jurisdictions. Within 30 days of the date of this order, the Attorney General, in coordination with the Secretary of Homeland Security, shall publish a list of states and local jurisdictions that obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws, otherwise known as sanctuary jurisdictions. After this initial publication, the AG and the Secretary shall update the list as necessary. They shall notify each sanctuary jurisdiction regarding its defiance of federal immigration law enforcement and any potential violations of federal criminal law. Under Section 2A of this order, the head of each executive department or agency, in coordination with the Director of Office of Management and Budget, as permitted by law, shall identify appropriate federal funds to sanctuary jurisdictions, including grants and contracts, for suspension or termination as appropriate. So the big question, Bruce, is Baltimore going to be on the list?
I would imagine so.
Is the state of Maryland going to be on the list? Because right now there are only three 287G participating counties and three others that were thinking about Carroll County being one of joining some level of 287G. So out of the 23 counties in Maryland, only six either have an official relationship or are thinking of an official relationship with the federal government and ICE. So I would think that could qualify Maryland as making this list. And if that's the case, federal funding to the state of Maryland could be called into question.
I would think that there would be a number of jurisdictions in this state who, knowing the dynamic of what's going on, will say, you know, come to think of it, I kind of like that 287G, sign me up. Now, it's not going to happen in Prince George's, Montgomery County, Baltimore County, Baltimore City, but I can see a lot of the Eastern Shore, I can see a lot of Western Maryland making that decision.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I think Baltimore certainly should be on the list, even though they've not proclaimed themselves as a sanctuary city. They certainly have acted as such, saying the Baltimore police aren't going to assist with federal immigration law and the like. So we'll see what happens there. There's a big article in the Baltimore Sun today saying the Trump executive order, will Baltimore be listed among sanctuary cities? I think the larger question is, will Maryland? And what does that mean, for instance, for the governor expecting $100 million for his quantum computing partnership down at in Maryland? Might that go up in smoke? The lying, dying media won't report this, of course. Beijing unilaterally eliminated tariffs on a wide range of U.S. goods. By the way, the state-run Alphabet drive-by media has slapped Trump with 92% negative coverage in his first 100 days. 92%. And people wonder why his approval rating has dipped a little bit by 2 or 3 points. It's constant. It's a deluge.
By the way, I took a look at the internals on a couple of those polls, the ones that are just out. I think it was the New York Times poll. It's pretty typical. The number of Republicans in the sample, 37%.
Yeah. They oversample the Democrats in both the ABC News Washington Post poll and the New York Times poll. But Xi Jinping and a dozen Chinese officials apparently met with the Treasury Secretary in Washington late last week. And in fact, they've now, because basically, they've Beijing ordered its airlines to not take delivery of Boeing aircraft. And the plane manufacturer now has flown back their Boeing jets from China, 3 737 Maxes. They were about to be delivered. And due to the long order of backlogs of both Boeing and Airbus, this punishment imposes, as a practical matter, almost no cost to Boeing. But the problem is China needs Boeing airplane parts to keep their airline flying. And so now Xi Jinping has lifted all tariffs on all the airplane parts he needs and any other emergency equipment that he deems necessary for China to be able to fly or sail its ships or whatever, run its trains and its buses, etc. So already that is China blinking. The media won't report that, but I think we're going to see some kind of trade deal announced with India first. And then, the big ones are China, European Union, and India, to say the least.
Yeah, and Mexico, and, of course, Canada.
Yeah. Well, Mexico and Canada are covered under USMCA, the United States-Canada Mexico agreement, which is up for renegotiation this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there. By the way, Putin has announced a ceasefire coming up in May. That may or may not be good news. The Trump administration said the University of Pennsylvania violated Title IX with a trans swimmer, and they're ordering them to negate the results and give back all the medals. Trump torching the corrupt, compromised regime media as enemy of the people. These polls you were just mentioned, saying they were absolutely rigged. And President Trump now demanding that Act Blue and Shifty Schiff be thrown in jail. And Crooked Adam Schiff has now responded in full panic mode. So let's wait and see where that investigation leads, shall we? That's the way it went down 100 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken, and we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:21, and you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There'd been a report about 10 minutes ago there was a broken down vehicle on the Bay Bridge westbound. I'm looking at the spans. You're coming up to the top of the bridge. The right lane still has the red X, and the traffic is still in that lane. So I'm not sure beyond that. I have not seen anything that looks like there's anything broken down. But right here at the 12-mile marker coming on to the bridge, traffic looks like it's still being blocked out with a red X, and we'll see if the traffic stays out of that lane or not. There's no big backup right now. Just looking back at the east end of the bridge. Yeah, just starting to slow now, coming on after Route 8. And it looks like the arrow here, as you're just getting onto the bridge, is green in the right lane. So it may have been a temporary stoppage there. We're a little bit slow after Route 8 on the westbound side, coming across the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says sunny today, warm with a high of 86. And right now it's partly cloudy and 54 in the city and 55 in Arnold. Gary is in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
RICO was passed back in 1970, essentially to fight organized crime. But if my memory is correct, in subsequent years, it was also said to be applied to political organizations and parties. So I'm listening to J.B. Pritzker and governors, and I'm listening to Congress people, and I'm listening to political activists who are all claiming openly, stating that they are in opposition to what our government is now doing in the enforcement of our laws. How would that not be a RICO?
Okay. Yeah. Now, it's an interesting question because, you know, again, they're towing a fine line here between criminal activity and political protest activity. And as he did qualify that, saying we're talking about the soapbox and the ballot box. So that's going to be his out in this particular case. But that's why President Trump has signed this executive order demanding an investigation into Act Blue, because that might be a RICO violation right there, what Act Blue has done.
Yeah, one of these arrogant people needs to be frog marched into jail.
Yeah, well, and I think that was the message
in the eyes of a lot of people.
Yeah, the message was sent in frog marching Judge Dugan from Milwaukee into that arrest, and I think that is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more to come, according to Real America's Voice, Ben Berquam. His sources are telling him that this is just the beginning of holding these people accountable that have been flouting the law and working to undermine the laws of the United States. Gary, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. It's a great point that you made.
This is a bunch of different Democrats talking about one of the real injustices they see happening in our world, and that is the very idea that the federal government, this is horrifying, folks, the federal government is deporting American citizens, children, I'm telling you, children.
Three U.S. citizen children have been deported. One of them is a four-year-old with stage 4 cancer.
The Trump administration deported three U.S. citizen children.
There are reportedly other instances where U.S. citizen children were deported without any due process.
Yeah.
You know, these people just don't learn. that this was this kind of yellow journalism, this kind of false information was rejected last November, and yet they doubled down and tripled down on it. It's amazing to me.
Oh yeah,
that they're that stupid or evil, or perhaps even both.
Well, let's listen to the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who gets through the nonsense and tells the truth about these three American children who were deported by the evil Trump regime.
Three U.S. citizens, ages 4, 7, and 2, were not deported. Their mothers, who are legally in this country, were deported. The children went with their mothers.
Oh, gee, that casts a slightly different light on it. Right, Tom Holman?
Come in.
Well, we don't deport U.S. citizens. We don't deport U.S. citizen children. But I've said also since January 20th that, you know, we're going to keep families together. And when an adult gets deported, they got a choice. It's not a government's choice. It's a parental choice. You either take the child with you or leave them here with a relative of the other spouse. Just because you have a U.S. citizen child does not make you immune from our laws.
Yeah. Period.
If you commit as a family, you're going out. As a family.
Well, the kids were American citizens. Yeah, they under current law and current interpretation of the 14th. But yeah, they can stay. But curiously, mom didn't want to leave her three children behind.
Well,
so that's the evil Trump administration for you, folks.
But this is how evil the anti-media truly is, because they care only about the children when they're being deported, to use it as a political wedge issue. They don't care about the children being dragged thousands of miles through the Darien Gap, all the way up through the border in incredible heat, maybe sometimes without food, without water, about some of these children, young girls who are raped. They're the rape trees that you find in the deserts in the Southwest. And some of these children then get trafficked. They're turned over to human traffickers and sex traffickers. So not all the children end up well here in the United States. We know this for a fact. Yeah. And they don't give a damn, the media or the Democrats, about the plight of any of these children.
Now, you can see children actually, or unfortunately the bodies of children, who've been abandoned in the middle of the desert because, oddly, the 7-year-old couldn't keep up with the rest of what the coyotes were doing. And they just leave them there to die.
Yeah.
They don't care about
it. And it's money. The money, they get paid whatever it is, $10,000 a body to, they don't care whether the body gets there alive or dead. They get their money up front. They're evil. They're cartels. All right, coming up next, Jim Comer is saying that the Epstein files may be they're dragging their feet, and he points the finger at Pam Bondi. Latest news headlines once again, and here is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. City police investigating a Monday shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a shot spotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle. Victim transported to an area hospital. He is listed in stable condition. Harford County Sheriff's Office continues to search for the suspect wanted for a domestic-related stabbing that injured 5 people in Abingdon. Deputies say 3 people stabbed in the home of on Deer Hill Circle. 2 others injured during the Sunday morning attack. 3 adults, 2 little kids. They will all survive. The Sheriff's Office says 32-year-old Raja Zahid Maksud is wanted for attempted murder and assault. Investigators say after the stabbings, Maksud went to the Abingdon Walmart and the Target, where he purchased a change of clothing. City police have reportedly identified a person of interest in connection with the detonation of an explosive device in southeast Baltimore. The explosion happened Sunday near the Home Depot on Eastern Avenue. No injuries were reported. Police, the bomb squad, arson detectives, federal law enforcement partners, all continuing to investigate the incident. Baltimore man accused of stealing a fire department vehicle. 53-year-old Dwayne Brown allegedly took the vehicle from the fire station on McMeachin Street on Sunday night. Police took him into custody, the 100 block of West Lombard Street. He is charged with unlawfully taking a motor vehicle and theft. Brown's trial is now set for May 27th. And Baltimore police say a driver ran a red light before crashing into a bus that slammed into parked cars on April 19th, a building at 25th and North Charles. It caused severe structural damage to the building, Johns Hopkins shuttle bus that was slammed into it. According to the Baltimore Banner, the driver of the Mercedes was found to be at fault in the crash. No word on any charges. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing, must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Pick three lottery number 637, pick 49788, and now traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
A nice recovery for the Bay Bridge, and there was, in fact, about 715, 720, there was a broken down vehicle. It wasn't there long, but it backed us up a little bit towards Route 8 and coming over from Stevensville. So all that's gone. The main span is clear. Now, eventually, all that gets caught up a little bit right here at Route 2 and the Severn River Bridge, but you're still running fine from there over through Parole and then towards I-97. 97 southbound now. Yep, the morning backup has arrived. All the heavy traffic right there, right at the merge. Southbound I-97 right there at Route 32. A couple of things downtown. If you're in the city, minor wreck at Harbor Place, Pratt Street at Light Street. There's a wreck on the bottom end of the JFX. I actually think it's on Fayette Street at the ramp from the JFX, but heads up through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine at warm weather and not much rain through Thursday. 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Quite a moment last night at Camden Yards. Shades of 2023. 4-3 Orioles, top of the ninth. Felix Bautista on the hill trying to protect the lead. Aaron Judge in that 409 batting average at the plate.
Well, this is why you buy a ticket. And this is why you tune in to see Power on Power. 6'8", about 270 on the mound. 6'7", 282 in the batter's box.
Ooh, on a splitter. 91. And there goes the Judge.
Kevin Brown had the call in Masson. The Mountain striking out Judge. And Clay Bellinger to boot, closing it out. 4-3, the Birds snapping a three-game slide. Post-game comments from the manager, Brandon Hyde.
We play the Yankees, Judge is going to hit in the ninth. You feel like him every single time. What a two really good splits to Judge there at the end. And he goes 3-0 to Bellinger. And to be able to come back and do what he did, it's he's getting a little bit better every time out.
For all the teeth gnashing about the Birds this year, and believe me, it's warranted, some perspective for just a moment. They're 5.5 games back with 134 games left to play. Before the game, Baltimore placing Jordan Westberg and Gary Sanchez on the 10-day IL. Kowser and Rodriguez are now transferred to the 60. Kyle Gibson gets called up today for Baltimore. He'll make his pitching debut tonight at 6:35. Elsewhere in the majors, the Mets' Brandon Nimmo had an historic night.
And Brandon pulls one over the bag. That's going to go down the line. It hits the jutting stands. Alonso is in. Winker will score. Vientos will be held at third. Brandon Nimmo with a 9 RBI day, tying a Mets club record.
Mets TV with the call, 19-5. The final Mets payroll largesse, I guess, is paying off. NBA action. Cavs closed out the Heat last night in 4. 138-83 was the final by 55, concluding the most lopsided playoff series in NBA history. Cleveland beating Miami by a combined 122 points over four games. And finally, athletics fees for Maryland students will probably increase as details of new men's basketball coach Buzz Williams' contract have been revealed. Williams set to earn at least $4.8 million a a year as part of his annual compensation package. Here's the total. 6 years, $33.3 million compared to Kevin Willard's contract, which was 7 years for $29.4 million. Williams' average annual salary, $5.5 million. Willard's was $4.2 million. The time now, 7:37. Coming up when we return, the Commanders depart.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So first of all, that's a 30% increase for Buzz Williams over Kevin Willard's contract.
Yeah, big one.
Per year. Yes, that's big. Plus, apparently, they've dedicated more money to the NIL portion. Now, the other thing, the Commanders leaving Landover, moving back to D.C., the RFK Stadium site. I know you're not a big fan of that.
It's a horrible site.
It's a $4 billion deal. Apparently, the Commanders are committing about $2.8 billion and the city $1.2 billion. I wonder, and of course, Landover losing them, I wonder what Maryland's bid was.
They just said, Governor Moore said it was a competitive offer. We didn't get any of the details about that. But now he becomes the second Democrat governor to lose an NFL team here in the state of Maryland.
That is true. Yeah. That is absolutely true. And I wonder what the economic benefit or the lack of economic benefit that's going to hurt.
The new stadium is going to look very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And it's got to have a roof on it, so you could
host access and egress. Really,
you could host the Super Bowl.
You could host the Super Bowl there. But they're talking about extending a metro station there, which would help. But here's the thing: they go from 22,000 tailgating spaces to 8,000.
Wow.
So that's the reason why I don't like it.
Well, that's because they've got the restaurants and clubs and all that around. That's where they want the people to go.
Right, exactly. So, but it's going to be. I think there's going to be some financial impact for Prince George's County and the state of Maryland.
Yeah,
for sure. So.
Boy, it's crazy, man. I tell you, back in the day at RFK, there were obviously no restaurants around, and it was just it was just a great place to watch a game.
I just remember
totally different experience now.
The two stadia that I frequented were Memorial Stadium, the world's largest outdoor insane asylum, and at RFK where the stands would visibly shake, when they started to get riled up there, and it was just incredible. A seat cushion game against the Falcons in the playoffs, where they gave out seat cushions before the game, and as the Redskins throttled the Falcons in that game, the seat cushions came flying down. It looked like it was snowing. It was just it was nuts, just like the old Colts games were.
I saw an old-timers All-Star game there once, baseball. And it was a miserable place to see a game. Wind circulation in the summer is horrible at that particular ballpark. So you get there, and it was pleasant outside the ballpark. It was like 75 degrees inside. I felt it was like 85 or 90. So you sit there and sweat the entire time. Access and egress were horrible. Truly horrible. And adding a metro stop doesn't do a damn thing. You know what it's like getting into a Ravens game every single weekend? I mean, it's they're designed for this. So you're going to take a bad location and make it somehow worse by encouraging more people to come down the Whitehurst Freeway or come in through the city in order to get to RFK. I don't get it.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Yep. That's what it's about.
It's all about the money. Right about that.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Tim in Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. This sounds wild, this sounds crazy, but I've often wondered, these sanctuary cities, why has the federal government declared them to be in rebellion, which gives the president a lot of latitude and a lot of different things, like what Abraham Lincoln did, to catch what drift,
to
grab some attention.
Now, we talked about that, I think, last week. We talked about how FDR did it and Lincoln did it. And again, they ended up, with statues and a bunch of honors. But, in this particular case, it's pretty much just the cutting off of federal funding, I think, will be enough to make some of these cities rethink their positions.
Oh, yeah. We're broke. Everybody, we're all broke.
Yeah, exactly. Tim, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. So the latest on the Epstein files. Interesting enough, House Oversight Chair James Comer is accusing Attorney General Pam Bondi's DOJ of stonewalling efforts to obtain critical files related to the notorious accused child trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. In one part of the interview with Cheryl Atkinson, Full Measure of Sinclair, he said, our task force is trying to reach out and question the bureaucrats, figure out which bureaucrat didn't comply with the orders. Same thing happened with the Epstein files. When Pam Bondi thought she was releasing the Epstein files, it really wasn't the Epstein files, obviously. End of quote. And here is Comer talking about the files with Cheryl Akison.
That task force is kind of working on very hard behind the scenes to identify which bureaucracies and which bureaucrats are not complying with the president's orders. I heard that 10,000 times over the past 2 years. Well, we can't turn that over. There's an ongoing investigation. We're hearing that with the Epstein files now in this administration. So
who's telling you that?
Well, that's what that's when we request information, if they don't provide it, that's what to say there's an ongoing investigation.
Some liaison.
Yeah, some liaison of Congress tell you. He didn't say. He's not naming names. But clearly, he's not happy with Pam Bondi and the DOJ. And they're dragging their feet there. And by the way, Virginia Giuffre's attorney is now saying she spoke to Virginia just days before her alleged suicide. She was in good spirits. And she was looking forward. She was positive. She was looking forward to some things that were coming ahead of. Back in 2019, she wrote that she was in publicly in no way, shape, or form am I suicidal. Now things can change in a number of years. And another Epstein survivor, Juliette Rose Bryant, who was allegedly introduced to Bill Clinton, issued a chilling warning: "Quote, I am not suicidal," and demanding an investigation if anything happens to her after Giuffre's suspicious death.
Yeah.
End of quote.
Well, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes at 743. Chuck.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, back to the Old Harbor Tunnel. Looking again at the back up here, sitting solid right at Moravia Road. From there, all the way through the tunnel and into Child Street at the Toll Plaza, it takes you at least 30 to 35 minutes to get through that area. 95, which is also coming south, pretty much stopped right after the city county line. Nothing in the roadway. We've had no incidents early this morning at the tunnels. 30 to 35 minutes currently southbound 95 and 895. Now on to the Beltway. It's 95 now. 95 Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, Providence Road before it gets better. The inner loop coming up from the ramp at I-70 up through Liberty Road. You're stalled there and it's just heavy traffic and the bright sunshine as you come around that curve at Reisterstown Road. Bam, right into the bright sunshine, and it's stop and go from there. It's a little better towards Green Spring, but it's backed up all the way back beyond Liberty Road, coming north on the Beltway, and then the outer loop is just a normal delay, but it's stretched out again today. It's backed up starting at Reisterstown Road, not just at 795, so now it's exit 20 at Reisterstown Road, goes all the way down to exit 15. Five exits before that gets better over on the west side. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says going to be sunny and warm today. High about 86, and right now 56 in Reisterstown, 55 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. We've got a WCBN 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs today. Wally is in Kent Island. Good morning, Wally.
Morning, Wally.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, Wally, good luck. Here are your three stories. A senator has introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate entitled the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments Act. In case you didn't spell that out, it spells Pelosi. Story two.
Starting, I thought there were other ways to spell our name, but never mind.
Starting this week, prosecutors in Hennepin County, Minneapolis, will be required to consider race when offering plea deals. A constitutional law professor warned the policy could be deemed unconstitutional if it is ever challenged in court. And story number three, congressional leaders tonight will hold a solemn ceremony in the nation's capital as Democrat senators will arrive at the White House to hold a candlelight vigil in front of the migrant gang mugshots that were put on the White House lawn yesterday. Legislators said that they'll gather to memorialize the apprehended and deported criminals in a touching display of love of country and admiration of their achievements and their cultural enrichment they brought to the country in spite of their crimes. All right, story one, that is the Pelosi Act. Story two, race will not be considered in plea deals in Hennepin County, Minnesota. Or story three, Democrats plan a candlelight vigil in front of the illegal alien mugshots tonight. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, again, they're all possible. The Pelosi Act is brilliant. That's perfect for the Trump age. I'm between two and three, but I think I'm going to say three. Not that the Dems wouldn't do it, but I don't think Trump would let them on the White House property to do it, I think. Three.
Kristen goes for three. Chuck?
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't think he'll let him in the gate. Three.
Chuck is on number three as well. Bruce?
The Pelosi Act, how long does it take somebody to think of that? P-E-L-O-S. I mean, really, seriously. It's like the person that makes up the names in Columbia for the streets.
Right.
I mean, that person apparently has taken this as a side gig. I think that's, unfortunately, I think it's probably true. Number two, I suspect is true, although clearly, I think, in my view, unconstitutional. Number three, I think that Chuck is right. They're not going to open the gates for the Congress people. No, I'm threatened.
Wally?
I'll take three.
Wally wants to go three. It's unanimous today. Story number three, candlelight vigil for the illegal alien mugshots that are on the White House lawn. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day. Wally, congratulations. You are a winner.
Thank you.
As is everybody else. We'll put you in hold, tell you how to get your prize.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, well done, Chuck.
They wouldn't
even
have to.
Even the man with popcorn and his pancakes got it right.
They wouldn't have to open the gates of the White House. They could do it outside the gates.
Well, but it's on the drive leading right up to the White House.
Wouldn't have the same impact.
No.
It's like, you mean like the impact of Cory Booker and those Democrats on the Capitol steps?
Massive crowd there. Massive crowd.
Wow.
All the singing and all the kumbaya moments that were held on that day.
Who was that guy singing? He looked like Buddy Hackett.
He did look like Buddy Hackett.
Maybe it was Buddy Hackett.
No, Buddy's dead.
Well, he's still booked for the gig. He's going to show up.
He sounded the same.
Yeah. He'd go look alike, maybe.
Yeah.
And he started singing, and nobody knew the words. They didn't know what the hell he was saying.
Yeah. Just incredible.
Because he talked like Buddy Hackett.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, 16 juveniles were arrested in Baltimore City in 48 hours, proving further that the juvenile injustice system is completely broken. It is in chaos. It is run amok. And it can be planted firmly at the feet of Governor Moore and his his appointee in the DJS, Vincent Schiraldi. We'll take a look at that. Much to the media made about the Trump blue suit. And the governor's announcing this new quantum computing partnership on a technology that hasn't been proven as of yet. And a lot of money being poured into that, so we'll have to wait and see. Oh, by the way, we'll find out what keeps Michelle Mabel up at night.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Interesting piece in townhall.com. I'm Peter Mihalik. Says the headline is trade victory is near for President Trump. The quote trade war between Donald Trump and the world is nearing an end, It appears he implemented the art of the trade deal to perfection, foreign leaders falling all over themselves to reduce trade barriers to American products. Tariffs are dangerous for the American economy, yet it appears that the president played his hand perfectly to force foreign nations to stop unfair trade practices. And that's what this has been all about. You know, ABC News reported on April 25th that Donald Trump, in a wide-ranging interview, said he's already made 200 deals. There's more good news. Other nations are responding favorably. The New York Times reports that the Chinese government is considering whether to exclude some essential products from its retaliatory 125% tariffs on American goods. And that is because, as Sean, you talked about just a little bit ago, they need parts for stuff they've bought from us. Fine, send the Boeing jets back, but when you ask us to send you parts for the planes you currently have, we might be out of stock. Let's put it very politely. And that's a risky game for the Chinese to play. And as we stress over and over again, the Chinese economy is built for export, not for internal consumption. If they can't export, their economy collapses. And that's a real quandary for Xi. As the economy collapses, he's out of a gig.
Yeah, and the Communist Party may be in trouble.
Yep,
in China. But if they continue to flex their muscles, they just captured an island near the Philippines.
Yeah,
of course it is they're expanding, and it is that's the latest. And then you got this brewing war, maybe with Pakistan and India, both nuclear powers. You've got Russia, Ukraine. You've got Hamas, Gaza. It's a mess right now.
7:53, you talk about a mess. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Not on a personal basis, no, on a traffic basis. I would never say anything about you being a messy human being.
Okay.
Who am I to talk?
Apology accepted. It was very nice.
Thank it wasn't an apology, it was an excuse.
Oh, I got you. I understand now.
Right.
Still the same guy.
Yes.
The tunnels are still looking at 35-minute delays southbound. Looking at the data, we're still backed up to the city-county line, Moravia Road. Just nothing going on. There have been no incidents at all going into the tunnels. It's just all the normal heavy traffic. We missed that key bridge big time. So we're dealing with it every day. Today it's 30 to 35 minutes with no issues. JFX, a little bit more traffic coming south of Ruxton Road. Beltway, yep, you're crawling. 95 all the way to Providence Road. Interloop through Pikesville begins back at Liberty Road, 795 to Frederick Road, coming down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunshine, warm, 86 today, and a slight chance of a passing shower or storm tonight. Continues tomorrow afternoon, 84. Thursday, a high of 80. Right now, 57 in the city and 57 in Dundalk. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
All right, this is kind of a fascinating situation. You have people in the administration who are saying, we know who we are. You have Democrats saying, we haven't the foggiest idea who we are. As you remember yesterday, Senator John Kennedy, we had the sound from him. Remember what he said about men purses?
I think the Democrats are trying to appear more manly. Just a thought, but they may want to consider first getting rid of their man purses and their organic broccoli.
Well, look, I got a nasty email about that soundbite after the show yesterday saying that, you know, that's derogatory for the Democrats, and they're plenty masculine enough. In fact, Don Calloway, who's a Democrat consultant, yesterday was interviewed, and he was the lead answer to the very first question as to what the Democrats need.
Democrats are looking for a champion, and I continue to suggest that that champion is likely going to come from somewhere outside of politics. The American people are looking for that muscular, kind of masculine, based answer. And, you know, we honestly have nobody right now on the left with the individual magnitude to match the bully pulpit of the presidency.
Yeah, it's just that individual is just not there. He doesn't exist in nature. He says, we just talking about the thing, though, on the Capitol steps with Booker and the
juices. A little campfire sing-along.
Yeah, a little campfire sing-along. Well, Calloway puts at least a moderately good face on it.
There's no individual member of the House or individual member of the Senate right now who would fit the bill because we simply don't have the significance of platform to match the White House. Glad to see Hakeem and Cory Booker out there doing their thing right now. But it's hard to suggest that that will match even the magnitude of a basic White House press conference.
Yeah, if that. You know, you can get some real content out of some of the stuff.
I mean, who would
Levin
you point
says?
To in the Democratic Party right now?
Oh, they have lots.
The USA is masculine, is manly. It's certainly not Buttigieg. It's not
Rachel Levine.
It's not Tim on Tim. Is it Gavin Newsom? Is he the he kind of?
No, he's a little prissy.
He's a beta. Yeah, he's a little soft. He's got a beta accent. So who? Maybe a guy.
He has
Jason Crow served in the service. Maybe. Seth Moulton, the other one that was in the military. Maybe you got a couple of those guys who were in the military that could pass. But
Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett.
She's
your favorite.
She's manly. There's always some possibilities there, Sean. And as far as somebody who has no doubt about his masculinity at all, the border czar, Tom Holman, talking about, hey, guess what happened to the guy who stole Kristi Noem's purse?
I don't have the criminal history, but I know the one that stole the purse is supposed to be in the country legally. But, you know, pick the wrong person to steal a purse from. I mean, Secretary Noem's a strong secretary. I know I've been talking about the success of the men and women of the Border Patrol and ICE, but under her strong leadership, she's a game changer.
Yeah. She's a stud. She really is. Listen, growing up in the Midwest, I just have one observation, having gone to high school dates with a lot of Midwest girls. Those quiet Midwest girls, the farm girls, they have spines of steel, folks. You don't mess with them. They don't need to yell. They don't need to raise their voices. And that is what you see in Kristi Noem. This very calm, very controlled. And you get the sense that if you cross her, she will just slice you off at the knees, no doubt whatsoever. Stephen Miller says, look, the blue mayors, the sanctuary mayors, the sanctuary governors, they're allowing continuing crime in this country, and that's one thing that a manly man would not allow.
This war that Democrat governors and mayors are waging against federal law enforcement, I mean, this is nullificationist behavior. This is secessionist behavior. But they're saying they don't recognize the supremacy of federal law enforcement in terms of protecting the lives and livelihoods of American citizens against a foreign invasion. We've never seen anything like it. And, of course, the result of their conduct is that they're allowing illegal aliens to go free and rape and murder their own citizens.
Yeah, and that is exactly what's happening. Now, we're not going to keep you behind, and we're not going to pay attention to the detainer request from ICE. We're going to let you go. And then they're going to complain about, oh, but you came into a courtroom and got somebody. That's because you won't hold on to them when you have them. Period. I mean, that's astounding. The machinations you're going through to someone taking somebody who's violating the law into custody. Well, you did that in a courtroom. Yes, that's where the judge happened to be.
Don't forget, Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Stay tuned. Much more to come here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A flurry of executive orders and clashes with the courts have marked the first 100 days of President Trump's second term. That 100-day milestone to be recognized this evening with a Trump rally in Michigan.
From firing federal workers to deporting illegal immigrants, the president has pursued an aggressive and controversial agenda with lightning speed. He's upended the global economy with tariffs and signed orders that take direct aim at the law, media, public health, and culture. Donald Trump's MAGA supporters are thrilled with the results, but the larger public isn't as enthusiastic. The president's job approval rating is underwater at 45%, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Greg Clugston, the White House.
One of the president's shining accomplishments in the eyes of Senator Tom Cotton is the way the border has been secured.
There were months in Joe Biden's tenure when we had 300,000 to 350,000 illegal migrants crossing our border. Now we're down to fewer than 8,000. And I hope it continues to trend downward. We'll provide the president in this budget that we're going to pass soon with more resources.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network. Not only have Canadian voters decided to keep Prime Minister Carney's Liberal Party in power, the CBC projecting that Carney's challenger, Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre, will lose his parliamentary seat. UPS announcing 20,000 job cuts this year, citing a decline in Amazon-related shipping volume. While reporting strong first-quarter financial results, General Motors says vehicle tariffs prompting it to reassess assess its previous forecast for the rest of this year. There is speculation, though, that President Trump at his rally this evening in Michigan will announce some tariff relief for the automakers. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 149 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are down 27 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on I-95 southbound. Heads up now after White Marsh Boulevard and before the Beltway. It's near the King Avenue Bridge, so it's a little more than a mile north of the Beltway. We're just getting a look at it now. First off, the express lanes are open. I would get over there as soon as you can. The right side of 95 on the main line is affected, but all kinds of equipment are coming south to this accident scene. So eventually, and I would almost think once they get there with the very limited lanes even now, that we won't have much traffic moving on 95 south after White Marsh. So get in the express lanes when you can, coming south from the Harford County line. This wreck is about 2 miles south of White Marsh Boulevard on 95 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine and warm weather and not much rain through Thursday. 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 55 degrees. Middle River has 47 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 804, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore police say a driver ran a red light before crashing into a bus. The event took place on April 19. He slammed into parked cars and then forced the bus to slam into a building at 25th and North Charles. It involved the Johns Hopkins shuttle bus and sent several people to the hospital, caused severe structural damage to the building. The driver of the Mercedes was found to be at fault for the crash. No word yet on any charges. Federal grand jury in Baltimore has indicted a West Virginia man on child sex charges. Donald Edwards Sr., that's Donald Edwards Sr., is charged with 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, 3 counts of distribution of child sexual abuse material, and 1 count of possession of child porn. Authorities claim that Edwards took part in a criminal activity while living in Baltimore, continued to possess the materials after he relocated. Owners of missing pets are warned there's just a scam out there right now. If you post somewhere like on Nextdoor or one of the other apps that you have a missing pet and you get a call, it just may be somebody who's scamming you, saying, oh, we're from the Animal Rescue League. Just send us some money through Cash App or Venmo or PayPal because your pet has been injured and we'd like to take care of him. That is a scam, folks. Be aware of that. City police investigating a Monday shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a shot spotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle, transported to an area hospital. He is in stable condition. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Coming up next, Stein on Sports.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Au Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's Au Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ryan O'Hearn penciled in as the cleanup hitter in the Birds lineup last night against the Yanks, and that's exactly what the 31-year-old did.
Runners aboard at first and second.
O'Hearn to deep right field down the line. It's out of here. Oh, what a big swing. A swing the Orioles have been searching for a week, and it comes off the bat of Ryan O'Hearn.
Kevin Brown with the call, much needed by O'Hearn. The three-run shot opening up a 4-0 lead. And after some anxious moments, Felix Bautista restores order in the ninth as the Birds, he preserves the win as the Birds win it 4-3. Now, as Sean Casey just mentioned, there was a hot mic moment after the O'Hearn blast in the dugout. Ryan O'Hearn apologizing to the kids afterwards.
Apologizing to the kids, you know, watching. There's a hot mic in the dugout there. And, you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't, maybe, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
I wonder what he said. I had really no idea. Just 22,000 showed up to see the Birds snap a three-game losing streak. Tonight will be the season debut of right-hander Kyle Gibson at 6:35. This weekend will be our first look at Ravens kicker Tyler Loop, the first ever kicker drafted by the Ravens. He is a self-described student of the craft.
I'd say the one thing that I hang my hat on is loving, like, being a student of the craft. You know, guys in golf and baseball, you have a swing coach because we're doing the same thing, trying to hit the same ball every time.
Interesting times in Owings Mills. Coming up in 30 minutes, the perks of the job. And that is Stein on Sport.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, but we only had a private line that you could tap into. You would have heard what Ryan O'Hearn said, but not for mixed audiences, obviously.
But by the way, why is it, I mean, obviously he used what they call adult language. Why is it whenever I hear somebody who's, quote, talking adult language, I don't hear them talking about making the bed or doing the laundry or mowing the lawn or paying the bills? That's adult language right there.
Yes, it is. This was a vulgar hot mic moment. Okay, coming up in this hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, we'll take a look at Governor announces the quantum computing partnership at University of Maryland. A lot of media, I don't know why they waste their time. They're criticizing Trump in a blue suit because of the Pope's funeral. Half the people there were in blue suits. But the big story, once again, there is now just a pot full of evidence that indicates the governor has botched this Department of Juvenile Services appointment of Vinnie Schiraldi badly. I mean, it's really, really bad. I mean, you couldn't, I think, appoint a worse person than Vinnie Schiraldi at the DJS. Baltimore police arrested 16 juveniles over the weekend for a series of crimes, robbery, handgun violations, burglary. 17-year-old was busted for armed robbery in a Westside shopping center. Two suspects, aged 14 and 17, caught dragging a safe out of the Mary E. Rodman Elementary School Friday night. BPD reported 11 of the 16 juveniles have been arrested previously, with two having been arrested more than 9 times. Wow. 13 of the 16 taken to the Juvenile Injustice Center, 7 released to their guardians, who didn't give a damn about where they were in the first place.
residents expressing frustration over the lack of consequences, especially for the repeat offenders. Look, it's called crime and punishment for a reason. Crime needs consequences, but not here in Maryland.
Once it's been looked into and see that they got a pattern going on and they just continually breaking the law and doing that, I think, yeah, it's something, some consequences should be held in regards to.
Police Commissioner Worley issued a statement. It read in part, quote, "We cannot arrest our way out of this problem. We need accountability," end of quote. Here's retired law enforcement expert Sergeant Betsy Smith.
The system, as it is in place now in the state of Maryland, clearly is not working, at least for this group of juvenile offenders.
It's not working. And Governor Moore says, well, he's a reformer, Vinny Schiraldo. Well, what is he reforming it into, something worse?
The idea that we can't arrest our way out of this. Well, actually, you could. It's just don't have the stones to do anything once you have the individual in custody. If there is an actual consequence following the arrest, chances are people being rational human beings, by and large, they would respond to that stimulus and say, ooh, Johnny just got himself, you know, a year and a half in prison. I don't want that consequence to happen. I got to change my behavior.
But when the police commissioner says we, he means he and the mayor.
That's right, yeah.
Because the police commissioner would arrest his way out of the problem, but if he did that, he'd get fired by the mayor, who doesn't believe that people of color that commit, or anybody for that matter, that commit juvenile acts like this should be going to jail.
Well, as Chuck Whitaker once said, you know, your brain doesn't fully develop until I've been in broadcasting for 50 years. I think that's an accurate quote.
And then it immediately goes downhill.
Rush used to say your brain was like mush.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Young skulls,
young
full,
skulls
of mush.
Full of mush.
Yep. Young skulls full of mush.
Traffic
well,
and
at least
weather.
I don't have that.
Traffic and weather full of mush. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm looking at a wreck here, and I'm watching the situation. There are about 10 firemen working on this vehicle. Apparently, it looks like to me it rolled over because the roof is caved in. All the doors are pulling the doors off as we speak. This is 95 southbound, 65-mile markers between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. So I told you before, you better start listening to Chuck. I want to tell you what to say, because there's a main line here, and then you have the express lanes. Okay, so I told you, once the fire department arrived and they got in here with this rescue, they would block everything on 95, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. So if you're south of White Marsh Boulevard, you're on that side of the express lane, you can't go anyplace. It's blocked totally, and they're still trying to get the people out of this vehicle. The express lanes are open, so if you're coming down from Harford County, get over there, cost you a couple of bucks, whatever it is, and you get in the express lanes, you go right by the accident scene. One of the firemen, just to give you an idea of what's going on here, just took the door from the side of this vehicle, threw it over the guardrail to the side. So these people are hurt. This is going to be a while. Big wreck on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a sunny and warm day today, 86 the expected high. And right now we're at 58 in the city, 58 in Ellicott City under sunny skies. It is time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15. Once again, it's time for us to find out which lefty has lost it. Let's head to the circus. Please, enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring, because this one's a real delight for you. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Professor, yes, a professor, one of the professorette, Michelle Goodwin, who was asked about the idea that the government would be encouraging people to have more children. For her, it breaks down to two things.
There are these policies that I think are meant to do two things. One predates the Civil War, this idea of replacement theory, a need for certain people to have more children, this fear of the browning and blackening of the United States. But then there's a part two that comes a century ago, when child labor had no protections whatsoever, and children were working 40, 50, 60-hour weeks.
As you recall, rather clearly, what the president said is, yes, I think only white people should have more children. You brown and black people don't have any more at all. I think I'm quoting him correctly there. And then, of course, he said, why are we doing this? Because we want your 14-year-old child to be working in some fabric fastener company somewhere while he or she is trying to do her math studio, our math homework. So there you go, folks. Completely irrational, but that is the view of the political left. If you're trying to encourage family growth, well, it must be A, racist, and B, actually, it's anti-family. Go figure. Michelle, thanks for stopping by so much and educating us. Bye-bye.
8:17, 17 minutes, half the hour. Let's take a phone call here from Gino in Forest Hill. Good morning, Gino.
Hey, Gino.
Hey, that was quick. I got to tell you that I absolutely, positively cannot stand 60 Minutes because they're always after the conservatives or something, including Trump. But I'm going to give him a 99.9, and they had a segment on I was forced to watch at a relative's house about a band and orchestra concert coming up at the Kennedy Center that was canceled because they wouldn't let the military band and orchestra people play in it due to the, you know, the government shutdown of a bunch of stuff. And this was a military bands and orchestra playing with some of the most talented high school students in the country to put on this concert. And I would love to see President Trump turn that around. Let them play at the Kennedy Center and show up with his whole family in the front row. Because 60 Minutes just really came down on him like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, well, that's they've done a lot of reports on that. That's, I think, one of the least injurious ones is the Trump. I understand your frustration, but you know, remember when he basically ditched the board, a lot of the board members of Kennedy Center, and he put himself on the board. All these people that is the Washington elite had their bowels in an uproar. Guess what? There have been no subscriptions canceled at the Kennedy Center.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts. I mean, there's a lot of outcry, a lot of noise, but it's no signal when it gets down to it.
If he's that close to the Kennedy Center, then he knows the situation.
Yes, he does. Gino, thanks for the call and for grading President Trump.
Nope.
On his first 100 days, what grade would you give him? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I think on immigration, he gets an A+. I think on the economy, it's still a progress. A lot of people are giving him a C+. Some are, this morning are giving him a B. I'd say it's incomplete right now. It's still in progress in works. I think on the culture war, he is winning that in DEI. And much of the other stuff, I think when you look right down with lightning quick speed, Doge, I got to give him an A on Doge, except I just don't know where those cuts, if they've been factored in. The big thing here is holding Congress accountable. That's where it really he needs. I think he met with Speaker Johnson yesterday about the one big beautiful bill, because we need this bill out, at least by Memorial Day, it'd be great. By 4th of July at the latest.
Yeah, and actually I think that if indeed it happens by July 4th, and if there are tariff agreements or trade agreements made with a number of the more important countries, there are only 6 or 7 that actually matter in this dynamic, then I think we will see a spike in his approval rating that will be awe-inspiring.
Well, if the big ones fall, China, India... Well, India probably go before China, but India, China, and the EU. If those, the big three, all cut trade and tariff deals, then the rest of it, I think, will fall in line. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour on the hotline this morning. Michael Friedman, lead counselor at the law firm of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, good morning. You know, our clients and our listeners teach us a lot. And over the weekend, I had like an aha moment. We always talk about our live answering service after hours and on weekends, and that if you call, they will get to either myself, Rachel, or Steve immediately, and we call you right back, which we think is pretty cool. However, Sunday morning, I got an email to my phone on a new accident, and a half hour later, he set up with a doctor. We were emailing the other insurance company. And the case Monday morning is rolling. I mean, it's completely in motion. And I thought to myself, well, wait a second. The guy's going to our website, maflaw.com, and there's a place to contact us, and he puts it in, and I get right back to him. It comes to my laptop. It comes to my phone. It comes to Steve's laptop. It comes to his phone. It goes to Rachel's laptop. It goes to her phone instantly. And it cuts out the middleman completely. which is the answering service, which, you know, is cool. I mean, we're not going to cut them out, but it's cool. So this is the direct link that our clients have to us. So the first place to go is with your phone. And, you know, if you're in an accident scene, and we get this a lot, we get a call from the answering service at 9 o'clock at night that somebody's in an accident right now and they need to know what to do. And we try to call them back, and half the time their phone is busy because they're calling their wife, they're calling their daughter, they're calling somebody else. If they just had emailed us, we could email them right back, and they can see the email even while they're on the phone. So, folks, if you have an accident, if you need us in a pinch, yes, you can call, and we'll get back to you, but a much quicker way, go to their website, maflaw.com, and go to the section which says Contact Us, right there, first page. Type it in, send it to us, comes right to our phone, we get right back to you. That is a service that you come to expect from the law offices of Michael Friedman. So, 410-363-6848. And there you go. Now we're back to the services we get from you guys, which is always tremendous.
Yeah, which is mostly lip service, I think, at this point.
It's more than that.
All right, Michael. Thanks so much.
Talk to you next week.
All right, have a good one. It's Law Office Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Scrishy Johnson.
All right, this is a bad wreck here on 95. I mean, there's a rescue here going on. They've cut the roof off the car that was involved. Looked like to me the vehicle probably rolled over several times. 95 south after White Marsh and before the Beltway. For those of you who got south of White Marsh Boulevard, on the not in the express lanes, on the regular roadway, you are caught. You can't do anything. The fire department has everything blocked. And now the medevac is coming in. They're going to land the medevac on the roadway. The express lanes are open, but you missed your opportunity there after White Marsh. And I just looked at the camera, and that traffic south of White Marsh is dead stop. Can't go any place. Nowhere to turn around, nowhere to back up. Unfortunately, that's the problem. If you can get in the express lanes coming south from Harford County, cost you a couple of bucks or whatever it is, buck and a quarter, you can get by this accident scene. That's it. Otherwise, if you're south of White Marsh, you're going to have to wait till they clear at least some of the lanes, and that is going to be a while. And then eventually all that traffic will catch up with itself heading south. That's a major wreck. And this, I was just telling Kristen off the side, this is a straight road. I mean, this thing is as straight as a poker. It's clear. It's dry. This is a bad wreck on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, did you see the video of the professional alligator trapper wrestling that alligator on 95 in Florida?
Yeah.
An alligator?
An alligator.
That's a croc.
Yeah. It was amazing. This guy bolts out of his car, runs over, and
jumps on him,
and wrestles this guy again and subdues him. I was impressed by that.
Yes,
I know what I'd be doing.
Was that
I'd be changing
of
my britches?
So
yes,
that,
was
exactly.
That, was that a part of your traffic reports? Was that during the weekday?
Course,
yes,
of course. That's part of the interstate that we covered.
Yeah.
And you say, and the people go, "What's going on down there? Guy's trying to get an alligator out of me."
That was incredible.
Now they had one. I forgot where I saw this one yesterday. Somebody, a Brinks truck or something, turned over. And they had this happen one time on the Beltway here at Lock Raven Boulevard. Guy was dropping quarters and boxes on the Beltway. And people were running with their pants off and loading up their pants and getting back in their cars. And this was happening yesterday. Where it was, I can't remember, but I saw it.
That was incredible. I'm sure you find it on X or somewhere online, you can see the video.
Yeah, I think that's a variation of the life-saving technique that's taught. Take your pants off in order to get the quarters.
Yes.
Absolutely. Listen, if you're going to make CPR. A profit, make a profit, you know. Yeah.
Coin, profit, return.
Yes.
Right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Sunny today, 86. And right now, 59 in Annapolis. It is 58 in Pike. And we have Governor Moore was at University of Maryland announcing a new partnership with the federal government. And this has been solidifying University of Maryland as a hub in quantum computing research. Now, remember, the 3% tech tax, it was a carve-out.
Mm-hmm.
And the carve-out was for University of Maryland specifically and this quantum computing research deal. So he announced yesterday the University of Maryland Applied Research Lab for Intelligence and Security.
This agreement will help us to leverage up to $100 million in federal matches to the state's quantum investments over the next 4 years.
This is in partnership with DARPA. That's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And again, DARPA's Quantum Benchmark Initiative program, according to Joe Altipeter, saying that, look, this is kind of a 50-50 thing.
But if I think of the 10 smartest physicists that I know, I would say half of them are convinced this is going to be the most important technology of the 21st century. But the other half are actually convinced that not only are you never going to be able to build a quantum computer, no matter what, but even if you did, it's never going to do anything better than your laptop is going to be able to for a real problem.
Well, they're talking about a $100 million partnership. I think state dollars going in about $27-28 million. That's an expensive 50-50 proposition, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
But Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45, she's going to be with us tomorrow morning and every Thursday for the foreseeable future to talk about her new in-depth segment on Fox 45. She was there questioning the governor about the iffiness of the project.
Quantum is going to have a remarkable impact on the human condition, and its home is going to be right here in Maryland.
Why is this the right time to utilize what little resources the state has to make an investment in an industry that hasn't been proven will even bear out?
Well, because I think it's important to show that we can both be fiscally disciplined, but also invest in the future.
Yeah. Well, again, I think there's not much fiscal discipline when you take a $5 billion surplus and squander it here in the state of Maryland. A couple of things here that cross my mind on this. This is a partnership with the federal government. And Moore has been pretty critical of President Trump of late, especially when it comes to immigration.
Yep.
Maryland may end up on the sanctuary states list here in the coming days. And that could put these federal funds in jeopardy.
I would think it would.
And in addition to that, the University of Maryland faculty voted with the Big Ten Alliance to be basically anti-Trump. So you got two entities here. You got the governor and the University of Maryland, both not, and they're kind of poking the bear here. I just think it'll be interesting to see what happens if Maryland does make it on the sanctuary states list or not.
Yeah, as far as the matches that they're talking about, I just remember that line from, I think it was Rio Bravo, if I recall correctly, a long time ago. Matches, we don't need no stinking matches. So I think that was the line I recall correctly.
829 and John's in Ellicott City.
Good morning, John. John. How are you?
Yes, I just wanted to say that tax credit for the University of Maryland is actually bogus, because that's actually a cooperation with a federal agency, and they don't pay taxes. They're tax exempt. It's a federal agency. So he's basically telling a lie. It's not like they gave all this money to quantum computing, but people don't pay taxes anyway.
That's a fair point.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, he said the state dollars, it was like $27.5 million of state dollars, but he's talking about, the federal funding on top of that is $100 million. So this carve-out, he's calling it a discovery district. That's the term he's using in the carve-out for the 3% tech tax.
It was a complete smoke and mirrors. It's not a private business that's getting tax exempt. It's a federal government and a university that don't pay taxes anyway.
Very good point. John, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Monday shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called to the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a shot spotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle. The victim transported to an area hospital. He is listed in stable condition. Hartford County Sheriff's Office continues to search for the suspect wanted for a domestic-related stabbing that injured five people in Abingdon. Deputies say three people stabbed in the home on Deer Hill Circle, two others injured during the Sunday morning attack. Three adults, a two-year-old, and an eight-month-old were all injured. They are all expected to survive. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Raja Zahid Maksud is wanted for attempted murder and assault. Investigators say after the stabbings, Maksud went to the Abington Walmart and then to the Target store, where he purchased a change of clothing. City police have reported identified a person of interest in connection with that detonation of the explosive device on Sunday that went off in southeast Baltimore. The explosion happened Sunday near the Home Depot on Eastern Avenue. No injuries reported. Police, the bomb squad, arson detectives, and federal law enforcement partners all continuing to investigate the scene. Baltimore man accused of stealing fire department vehicle. 53-year-old Dwayne Brown allegedly took the vehicle from the fire station on Regent Street Sunday night. Police took him into custody at the 100 block of West Lombard Street. He is charged with unlawfully taking a motor vehicle and theft. And Baltimore police say a driver ran a red light before crashing into a bus that slammed into parked cars and a building at 25th on North Street, North Charles Street, that is. April 19th crash involved the Johns Hopkins shuttle bus, sent several people to the hospital, caused severe structural damage to the building. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three letter number was 637. Your pick 4, 9788. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Okay, so I know we have other delays in and around the city, but this is the major wreck right now, so I'm concentrating on this. This wreck is 95 southbound, 65 mile markers between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. They have now closed the express lanes as well. The wreck was on the main line of 95. Normally, two of the express lanes get by to the left-hand side. Because of all this activity, four or five medic units there, they're still getting a person out of the vehicle that at one point overturned, and we can see all the damage to the roof. But now they've closed basically the entire road, including the express lane. So if you're coming down from Harford County, you have a couple of options. If you're going to try to go over to the Beltway, you can take White Marsh Boulevard. You can get over towards Pulaski Highway, come down to the Beltway, and come back over to 95 South. You'll go around that. But anybody right now, south of White Marsh Boulevard, down to the King Avenue Bridge, everybody is dead stopped in that area. Northbound traffic is open. They're looking at it, so you're going to have to watch your speed as you're coming northbound from the Beltway 65-mile marker on the interstate. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine and warm weather and not much rain through Thursday. 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burns hoping the cavalry's on the way in the form of Kyle Gibson, who makes his 2025 Oriole debut tonight. Right-hander acquired as a free agent late in camp, returns to Baltimore after pitching for the Cardinals last year. Gibson last pitched for the Birds in 2023, going 15-9 with a .479 earned run average. And he's going to have a tough act to follow, as Tomo Sugano last night was brilliant for Baltimore.
2-2 here. What a ridiculous splitter. Tomoyuki Sugano has pulled some serious magic rabbits out of the hat today.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Good description of Tomo last night. Five stellar innings, five hits, one walk, eight strikeouts, which was a season high. Nothing across as the Birds hold on for a 4-3 win over New York. Sidebar, Ryan O'Hearn's three-run shot was the big hit. Hot Mike in the dugout captured language afterwards, prompting this from O'Hearn in the postgame.
I'm going to start by apologizing to the kids.
kids, you know, watching. There's a hot mic in the dugout there, and you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't. Maybe, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
Full audio available on X, by the way, as I'm sure you can imagine. Ever wonder what's in the perks section of a head coach's contract? Details revealed on new Maryland basketball coach Buzz Williams' contract yesterday, which, by the way, is a 30% increase over the departed Kevin Willard. Besides for Williams' average $5.5 million salary, here's what else the university will provide. Access to one suite for home football games, 10 tickets to all the regular season home games, 10 regular season tickets and 2 parking passes for each men's home basketball game, 10 regular season tickets for each men's away basketball game, 10 postseason men's basketball competition tickets, and immediate family members, that is spouse and children, shall be permitted to travel with you, meaning Buzz Williams, to any away games. Wow. And finally, how about this light moment? After the NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, selecting defensive tackle Derek Harmon with their first round choice, a big defensive tackle to plug the middle. Daniel Jeremiah asked Mike Tomlin this.
How long after that playoff exit before you guys put this plan together to be this aggressive, to really put some reinforcements in this front?
I doubt that I'd even gotten in the shower yet, to be quite honest with you.
Of course, the Ravens rolled the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoffs. Time now is 8:37. When we return, there could be a problem in Chapel Hill.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You guys talked about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson interview with CBS.
Yes.
Back in the 6 o'clock hour. A couple of things here, and I'm sure a lot of people think it's odd what happened, but this isn't the start of it. This started when Bill Belichick got first hired by North Carolina.
Right.
So this is just an ongoing saga. According to awfulannouncing.com, Hudson requested to be copied on emails to Belichick regarding all the program's communication strategy, referring to herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions on email signatures.
Right.
That's her signature.
Yeah.
In the line. And so there's TMZ now quoting anonymous sources in Chapel Hill saying that this could be a big problem for the University of North Carolina.
Could be. So, I think it already is.
Making a little deal with the devil there.
Have you seen the Instagram stuff with him and Jordan?
I've seen, yeah, I have.
The one with him was dressed as a captain or a fisherman and she's a mermaid?
Yes, I've seen that one. You know, they just live in a whole nother world than we do.
They really do.
You know, there is no shame. They got a lot of money. Hey, the whole thing.
By the way, we've decided to name you the chief operating officer of your new venture, the Stein Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a new venture.
It's a new venture.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty nice tune to it, yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
Did you get that?
It's very grand.
You can have a key in there, can you?
Yeah, I'm gonna key. You better watch out for your car later. see what I do to that.
It's not a Tesla.
Good one. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:39. By the way, I think Buzz Williams ought to guarantee us 30% more wins.
Yes.
If that's the case, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
20 before the hour, you listen to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We always go to the Democrats in Washington, D.C. if we're looking for somebody who's particularly articulate.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you going to steal from me?
Well, this past weekend, Maxine Waters gave a speech out in Los Angeles. You talk about articulate, and you talk about Maxine Waters. I challenge you to get those in the same paragraph.
In California, in the greater Los Angeles area, I headed over to HUD. And so we tried to get to Turner, and the man answers amid bus gulch infiltration.
What the hell is she talking about?
That's having a great impact on our entire society and right the wrongs of the authoritarian regime.
Hold on. What kind of regime was that?
The authoritarian regime. The authoritarian regime.
I think I remember a Star Trek episode where they visited a planet called Authentarian.
Yes, it's the authoritarian regime, folks. People asked that Chuck Schumer, because obviously they're on the Hill together, they're both old-timers in the Democrat Party, they asked him to comment on what she had to say and perhaps expand on it just a bit, and he was able to do so.
No sidewinding, bushwhacking, hornswoggling, crocker-crocker is going to roll away, Christmas cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Really, seriously.
Reverend! I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
There you go.
Authentarian.
Yes, the authentarian regime. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a government run by authors.
Yes, that's right. It's an authoritarian regime. Right. God bless her. Yes, as they say in the South, well, God bless your little heart. It's coming up. By the way, we have an amazing soundbite for you from the woman who is the Daily Beast. Her name is Johanna Coles. What she is concerned about, it was so far off my radar, I feel like somehow I must not have been paying attention. Clearly. I mean, I just missed it completely. Hang in for that. That's coming up in a moment or two. Right now, though, it's 8:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another purveyor of authentic Western gibberish. Yes, once again, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Gabby Johnson.
Our ribbit.
That crocker croaker. I love when he's up on the roof. The sheriff's coming. Okay. No, he said the sheriff's coming. No, you know, whatever. Okay. The medevac has just left the scene on this wreck on 95. He was there. And when they did that, they closed the express lanes just to give him plenty of room to move around, do what he had to do. So the express lanes are back open again. This is 95 South, 65 mile marker on the interstate. Again, bless your heart if you're caught after White Marsh Boulevard, because the roadway on that side is completely closed. That's the main line of the interstate. But now the express lanes are back open. So again, if you're coming down from Harford County, you can get to the express lanes. Get over there. Traffic northbound is open. They're looking at it. So there's a big deal going on here. There's about five different fire trucks, all kinds of medic units. Everything was going on. And the medevac is headed downtown to shock trauma now. Leftover backing, of course, on the Beltway. We're still dealing with heavy traffic at both the tunnels. But a lot of this traffic is on 95 that may be going down to the tunnels, now caught up with this wreck in White Marsh. And I'm just telling you, this southbound side, at least on the right side of the road, is not going to open anytime soon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast: sunny today, warm with a high of 86. Overnight, slight chance of passing shower and or storm, of course. That'll continue into tomorrow afternoon with a high of 84. And then Thursday, we're looking at a nice day with a high near 80. And right now, it's a pretty nice morning as we head out to school or work here this morning. And very mild, 60 in Pikesville. And it is 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Monday shooting in West Baltimore. Officers called the 500 block of Wilson Street shortly before 6 p.m. to investigate a shot spotter alert. When police arrived at the scene, they found a juvenile with an apparent gunshot wound to the ankle. The victim transported to an area hospital. He is listed in stable condition. Hartford County Sheriff's Office continues to search for the suspect wanted for a domestic-related stabbing that injured five people in Abingdon. Deputies say three people stabbed in the home on Deer Hill Circle, two others injured during the Sunday morning attack. Three adults, a two-year-old, and an eight-month-old were all injured. They are all expected to survive. The sheriff's office says 32-year-old Raja Zahid Maqsood is wanted for attempted murder and assault. Investigators say after the stabbings, Maqsood went to the Abington Walmart and then to the Target store, where he purchased a change of clothing. City police have reported identified a person of interest in connection with that detonation of the explosive device on Sunday that went off in southeast Baltimore. The explosion happened Sunday near the Home Depot on Eastern Avenue. No injuries reported. Police, the bomb squad, arson detectives, and federal law enforcement partners all continuing to investigate the scene. Baltimore man accused of stealing fire department vehicle. 53-year-old Dwayne Brown allegedly took the vehicle from the fire station on Regent Street Sunday night. Police took him into custody at the 100 block of West Lombard Street. He is charged with unlawfully taking a motor vehicle and theft. And Baltimore police say a driver ran a red light before crashing into a bus that slammed into parked cars and a building at 25th on North Street, North Charles Street, that is. April 19th crash involved the Johns Hopkins shuttle bus, sent several people to the hospital, caused severe structural damage to the building. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three lottery number was 637. Your pick 4, 9788. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Okay, so I know we have other delays in and around the city, but this is the major wreck right now, so I'm concentrating on this. This wreck is 95 southbound, 65 mile markers between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. They have now closed the express lanes as well. The wreck was on the main line of 95. Normally, two of the express lanes get by to the left-hand side. Because of all this activity, four or five medic units there, they're still getting a person out of the vehicle that at one point overturned, and we could see all the damage to the roof. But now they've closed basically the entire road, including the express lane. So if you're coming down from Harford County, you have a couple of options. If you're going to try to go over to the Beltway, you can take White Marsh Boulevard. You can get over towards Pulaski Highway, come down to the Beltway, and come back over to 95 South. You'll go around that. But anybody right now, south of White Marsh Boulevard, down to the King Avenue Bridge, everybody is dead stopped in that area. Northbound traffic is open. They're looking at it, so you're going to have to watch your speed as you're coming northbound from the Beltway 65-mile marker on the interstate. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of sunshine and warm weather and not much rain through Thursday. 86 the high today. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower, 84. Slight chance of a thunder shower Thursday, 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burns hoping the cavalry's on the way in the form of Kyle Gibson, who makes his 2025 Oriole debut tonight. Right-hander acquired as a free agent late in camp, returns to Baltimore after pitching for the Cardinals last year. Gibson last pitched for the Birds in 2023, going 15-9 with a .479 earned run average. And he's going to have a tough act to follow, as Tomo Sugano last night was brilliant for Baltimore.
2-2 here. What a ridiculous ridiculous splitter. Tomoyuki Sugano has pulled some serious magic rabbits out of the hat today.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Good description of Tomo last night. Five stellar innings, five hits, one walk, eight strikeouts, which was a season high. Nothing across as the Birds hold on for a 4-3 win over New York. Sidebar, Ryan O'Hearn's three-run shot was the big hit. Hot Mike in the dugout captured language afterwards, prompting this from O'Hearn in the postgame.
I'm going to start by apologizing to the kids, you know, watching. There's a hot mic in the dugout there, and, you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't maybe, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
Full audio available on X, by the way, as I'm sure you can imagine. Ever wonder what's in the perks section of a head coach's contract? Details revealed on new Maryland basketball coach Buzz Williams' contract yesterday, which, by the way, is a 30% increase over the departed Kevin Willard. Besides for Williams' average $5.5 million salary, here's what else the university will provide. Access to one suite for home football games, 10 tickets to all the regular season home games, 10 regular season tickets and two parking passes for each men's home basketball game, 10 regular season tickets for each men's away basketball game, 10 postseason men's basketball competition tickets, and immediate family members, that is spouse and children, shall be permitted to travel with you, meaning Buzz Williams, to any away games. Wow. And finally, how about this light moment? After the NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, selecting defensive tackle Derek Harmon with their first-round choice, a big defensive tackle to plug the middle. Daniel Jeremiah asked Mike Tomlin this.
How long after that playoff exit before you guys put this plan together to be this aggressive, to really put some reinforcements in this front?
I doubt that I'd even gotten in the shower yet, to be quite honest with you.
Of course, the Ravens rolled the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoffs. Time now is 8:37. When we return, there could be a problem in Chapel Hill.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You guys talked about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson interview with CBS.
Yes.
Back in the 6 o'clock hour. A couple of things here, and I'm sure a lot of people think it's odd what happened, but this isn't the start of it. This started when Bill Belichick got first hired by North Carolina.
Right.
So this is just an ongoing saga. According to awfulannouncing.com, Hudson requested to be copied on emails to Belichick regarding all the program's communication strategy, referring to herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions on email signatures.
Right.
That's her signature.
Yeah.
In the line. And so there's TMZ now quoting anonymous sources in Chapel Hill saying that this could be a big problem for the University of North Carolina.
Could be. So I think it already is.
Making a little deal with the devil there.
Have you seen the Instagram stuff with him and Jordan?
I've seen, yeah, I have.
The one with him was dressed as a captain or a fisherman and she's a mermaid?
Yes, I've seen that one. You know, they just live in a whole nother world than we do.
They really do.
You know, there is no shame. They got a lot of money. Hey, the whole thing.
By the way, we've decided to name you the chief operating officer of your new venture, the Stein Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a new venture.
It's a new venture.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a pretty nice tune to it, yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
Did you get that?
It's very grand.
You can get a key into that, can you?
Yeah, I'm gonna key. You better watch out for your car later. see what I do to that.
It's not a Tesla.
Good one. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:39. By the way, I think Buzz Williams ought to guarantee us 30% more wins.
Yes.
That's the case, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
20 before the hour, you listen to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We always go to the Democrats in Washington, D.C. if we're looking for somebody who's particularly articulate.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you going to steal from me?
Well, this past weekend, Maxine Waters gave a speech out in Los Angeles. You talk about articulate, and you talk about Maxine Waters. I challenge you to get those in the same paragraph.
in California and the greater Los Angeles area. I headed over to HUD, and so we tried to get to Turner, and the man answers amid bus gulch infiltration.
What the hell is she talking about?
That's having a great impact on our entire society and right the wrongs of the authoritarian regime.
Hold on. What kind of regime was that?
The authoritarian regime. The authoritarian regime.
I think I remember a Star Trek episode where they visited a planet called Authoritarian.
Yes, it's the authoritarian regime, folks. People asked that Chuck Schumer, because obviously they're on the Hill together, they're both old-timers in the Democrat Party, they asked him to comment on what she had to say and perhaps expand on it just a bit, and he was able to do so.
No sidewinding, bushwhacking, horn-swoggling, crocker-crocker is going to roll away, biscuit cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Really, seriously.
Rabbit!
I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
There you go.
Authoritarian.
Yes, the authoritarian regime. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a government run by authors.
Yes, that's right. It's an authoritarian regime. Right. God bless her. Yes, as they say in the South, well, God bless your little heart. It's coming up. By the way, we have an amazing soundbite for you from the woman who is the Daily Beast. Her name is Johanna Coles. What she is concerned about, it was so far off my radar, I feel like somehow I must not have been paying attention. Clearly. I mean, I just missed it completely. Hang in for that. That's coming up in a moment or two. Right now, though, it's 8:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another purveyor of authentic Western gibberish. Yes, once again, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Gabby Johnson.
Our ribbit.
A crocker croaker. I love when he's up on the roof. The sheriff's coming. Okay. No, he said the sheriff's coming. No, you know, whatever. Okay. The medevac has just left the scene on this wreck on 95. He was there. And when they did that, they closed the express lanes just to give him plenty of room to move around, do what he had to do. So the express lanes are back open again. This is 95 South, 65-mile marker on the interstate. Again, bless your heart if you're caught after White Marsh Boulevard, because the roadway on that side is completely closed. That's the main line of the interstate. But now the express lanes are back open. So, again, if you're coming down from Harford County, you can get to the express lanes. Get over there. Traffic northbound is open. They're looking at it. So there's a big deal going on here. There's about five different fire trucks, all kinds of medic units. Everything was going on. And the medevac is headed downtown to shock trauma now. Leftover backing, of course, on the Beltway. We're still dealing with heavy traffic at both the tunnels. But a lot of this traffic is on 95 that may be going down to the tunnels, now caught up with this wreck in White Marsh. And I'm just telling you, this southbound side, at least on the right side of the road, is not going to open anytime soon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast: sunny today, warm with a high of 86. Overnight, slight chance of passing shower and or storm. Of course, that'll continue into tomorrow afternoon with a high of 84. And then Thursday, we're looking at a nice day with a high near 80. And right now, it's a pretty nice morning as we head out to school or work here this morning. And very moderate, very mild, 60 in Pikesville, and it is 60.